The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
As we count down to the last 3 weeks of the regular season of the high school football season, the North Hall Trojans are currently the number one team in the state in Class AAA, according to the Georgia High School Association Power Rankings. The Trojans are 7-0 undefeated on the season, going into a nice battle with the Lumpkin County Indians. For North Hall, they've been seemingly scoring at will throughout the season, first off, by passing the football.
Looking to go the far side. Oh, look at that. Carlton wide open with a pass on the far side. Great play. It cleared out that other side when Cable came to this way, and Cole with the touchdown for the Trojans.
And running the football.
Cable goes out the far side, nobody on the near, two backs with Schleeman. Far side, Ashmore. Gives it off to Parker, walks into the end zone for the touchdown.
The Trojans are just one win away from virtually wrapping up the regular season with two games left on the schedule, but for tonight, they face one of their biggest rivals in Heath Webb's Lumpkin County Indians. For Lumpkin County, they're coming into tonight's ball game at 5-2 with still playoffs and a region championship still possible for the Lumpkin County team. It's a region 6 AAA battle between neighborhood rivals, the Lumpkin County Indians and the North Hall Trojans, live from Lynn Cottrell Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. It's time to kick off the Longstreet Cafe pregame show, and it begins now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And hi, everyone. Welcome once again to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Mike Warford with you this evening here from the Brickyard at North Hall for the last home game of the regular season for North Hall, as the Trojans will be on the road the last 2 weeks of the season at Johnson and at Dawson County. We'll be with you at Dawson County coming up on October 31st is the last game of the regular season takes place then. And a lot of things can happen, Joe, between now and then for North Hall, especially if they win out. They're going to be probably the number one team in the state. They might drop to number two. We'll see what happens with the power rankings. But for Lumpkin County, tonight, next week and the final week of the season are huge for the Indians.
They are, Mike. They're 3-1 and sitting right on the cusp of leading. And so tonight, if they were to win tonight, that'd be huge. But since they beat GAC earlier in the season, and then, you know, the play in North Hall tonight, if they were to beat them, then that kind of puts them, you know, almost in the driver's seat, I want to say. But they've got some tough games. And North Hall, as you and I said earlier this year, North Hall's toughest 4 weeks of the season started last week with GAC, and then Lumpkin, of course, you got Johnson, and you got Dawson in the last week of the season, and some really tough games for the Trojans here at the end of the season.
And for Lumpkin County, they've got Dawson County next week at the Burial Grounds in Dahlonega, and so tonight, if North Hall can win, basically their future is in their own hands, because you expect them to beat Johnson next week. Then mathematically, for the second straight year, they're the Region 6 AAA champions.
Of course, they want to win out. They, you know, they want to go through the regular season undefeated. They want to win the regular season Region Championship again for 2 years in a row. And that'd be a big feather in the cap, so to speak, for not just Coach Pender, but for this entire team, this senior class, for 2 years running for them to win the Region Championship. That'd be a big deal for them.
We've been talking history because tonight is senior night at North Hall. Right now, they're announcing 51 seniors between the football team, the band, and other things here happening at North Hall here this fall. And with that, we're talking about what's happening with North Hall. It's just 15 straight regular season wins for the Trojans. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
That's a pretty big thing. You know, when we think about that, Mike, pretty perspective for when you and I were in school, if you won 15 games over 10 years, uh-huh, you're pretty good. You know, so to win 15 in a row regular season games, that's a big deal here at North Hall for sure.
No doubt about it. And you see how big this ball game is. I was talking to Coach Sean Pender and with Heath Webb. You look at just the emotion of this game, because it's just up the road here. You go to downtown Dahlonega.
Well, and you know, as we talk, because of the way the region is configured, these kids have known each other since Little League football. And they've known each other. They got relatives that know each other, and they have family reunions, Christmas, and all that other stuff. And just by virtue of that fact, and then they have to play each other either here or there each year. That's a big rival game. I was talking to a couple of parents as I went down and to visit some friends of mine earlier before, right after we got here, and they're like, you know, this is huge because we got family on the other side over there, and my stepson plays for North Hall now, and it's a guy that I knew in White County when he was growing up in 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. So, mm-hmm. you know, his kids are grown now. And, yeah, it's kind of cool from that, and that's what I told him, and you and I talk about it, is like the Kemps here, you know.
Sure.
Noah and Ty and their dad, Joe, I've known him since he was 5, 6 years old.
Exactly.
And it's kind of cool just to see them progress and really become good athletes through their career.
That's one of the fun things about covering high school football as long as we have been doing it here at 97.5 Glory FM. We got lots more to talk about. They're introducing the seniors. They're going to do that for the first 20 minutes. Until 20 after, then we get ready for have the coin toss and the play of the national anthem. We get ready for the kickoff at 7:30 this evening. It's Lumpkin County Indians and the North Hall Trojans on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at the press box at Lincoln Trail Stadium, Joe Gailey, Mike Warman making his way down to the sidelines. Gary Glenn, who will get a great look at what's going on with all of the seniors. Joe, you talk about a picture. If you can take one for our, give it to Nathan. Look at all of the different seniors that are lined up down there. And that's amazing right there to see how this school has grown throughout the years. And you have this many young men and women with the band, I was going to say, that kind of thing, lined up down there.
Yeah, you had 51, and they came out from either end. You had the football team come out of the field house first. And then they came from the other end, the old field house, and came up through there. But pretty much all the football team's already gone in now.
Yep.
And then you're finishing out with the cheerleaders now. The band's already got theirs out of the way. The band didn't have as many. And the cheerleaders, of course, have got theirs. And, you know, they're going off the field now. Miss Clark, the homecoming queen there, going off with her parents and family. Really good to see that. And it's finishing up with the cheerleaders now. So a big evening here, Gary, here at North Hall with senior night.
You think about also with the success of the girls' programs this fall, Joe, both the North Hall volleyball and softball teams winning their opening round matches this week in games, and they're heading to the Sweet 16 round of the playoffs next week.
And the girls' softball team, Alex Sleeman's younger sister plays on the softball team, and they host the second round game next Wednesday here at North Hall. They won their first round battle this past Tuesday. They play next Wednesday, and the volleyball team, I understand, is going to host their next game, yep, either this weekend or first next week.
Yeah, sometime, I think it's next weekend. Mm-hmm. Next week sometime from that standpoint. So it's wrapping up. The fall season is wrapping up. We only have two more weeks of the regular season. It's ending earlier than ever. Halloween night will be the last night of the regular season. We get ready for the postseason. These North Hall fans, they are ready to go deep into the state playoffs.
Yeah, you can already feel that anticipation from them as we chat with some folks every now and then about just looking forward to postseason and seeing. You know, so I saw Scott Head earlier talking with him, and there a lot of the old Trojans, and I obviously put myself in there, are looking forward to see how far they can go this year.
But you're talking about a turnaround still, and you look at what Heath West's been able to do since he's been.
Yeah, he's done a super job up there, and he's got such a good demeanor. I enjoy listening to him talk to you either after games or on Saturday mornings and then in his pregame show with you. He just is very calm. He and Tommy Jones are a lot alike in that respect.
They are.
And they're, you know, I know they're fiery on the sideline, but they're calm during the games or when during their interviews, and they show all due respect to the opponent every time they're out there and talking about them on the air, which I respect a lot from a head coach. Because sometimes you might be, you know, like some of these college guys get. Well, I just don't like so-and-so. And I'm just, why? Why are you doing that? That adds too much fuel to the fire, if you will.
And, Joe, to me, I think one of the big keys in this ballgame this evening is just the difference in the number of seniors playing for North Hall and Lumpkin County, with just the leadership they have, but also the experience they have.
I think that makes a big difference. You got, 26, 27 seniors on North Hall's team this year. A lot of those guys have been around forever and played a lot of snaps. And North Hall's got a lot of weapons this year. Gary, can you hear us down there now?
I got you.
You know, there's tons of weapons for North Hall. And, you know, yeah, Lumpkin County has got Nolan Matthews. And they've got the two big wideouts that are 6'4", 6'5". But North Hall's got, like, three wideouts, and then they've got, like, five running backs.
Yeah, and you know, North Hall's got depth, and they got a linebacking core that, you know, the Mighty Mites or the Mighty Mice or the Mighty Midgets or whatever you want to call them. And they are very, very physical. Yeah, they put a lot of hats on the ball, and you look at the North Hall list of tackles, and everybody's got a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
and that's because they're always around the ball, and you don't see a lot of solo tackles in the North Hall stats. But just to give you an idea of what kind of weapons that North Hall has, Alex Schliemann is now the second-rated passer in the state.
And he leads 3A.
Yeah, leads 3A. And he's 173 attempts, 128 completions.
Let me interrupt you right there, Gary. I think we're fixing to stand and do the national anthem, right?
All right, well, we'll talk about it.
Go do it early, all right?
Right after we get back.
So we're back in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Browns Bridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory. And somehow, may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at North Hall, Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Mike Warford. Guys, until we get ready for the coin toss, Joe, starting lineups.
Starting lineups tonight for North Hall on the offensive side of the football. Wide receivers will be number 3, Ty Kemp, number 25, Jack McCloskey, number 1, Cole Cable, tight end will be 88, Dawson Gray. The tackles tonight will be 73, Cade Hawthorne, and Wade Porter, number 58. The guards will be James Holloman, number 69, and Henry Weaver, number 71. And the center will be number 77, Eli Hamm. Quarterback will be Alex Sleeman, number 7. Running back will either be Parker Carlton, 12, or 23, Justin Allen. Smith McGarvey, of course, will play. Jacob Adams and Wyatt Tumlin will be in there also. Defensively, on a 3-3-4 type defense sets that up. You got a defensive end, number 21, Patrick Woody for Lumpkin County. Then a defensive end, Weston Veter for Lumpkin County, number 52. Number 57, River Kelly's the nose guard. In the linebackers, I have Xander Dorsey, 25. Number 2, Mike Nichols, and 34, Caleb Wendell. The cornerbacks are 22, Micah Popka, and Gannon Melanson, number 8. They have a safety, which is number 13, Parker Cox, a rover, number 4, Colson Howell, and a joker is what Coach Heathwood put on number 0, Wolf Harbin. On the other side of the football, offensively for Lumpkin County, wide receivers, number 10, Martin Holtze, one of those big guys, and number 1, Mac Powell. Number 7, Colton Lee. And then number 31, Connor Parker. The tackle, 68, Caleb Soles. 58, Rylan Armstrong. The guards, Dalton Turner, 62, Damian Walls. And the other guards, Dalton Turner, number 53. Center is Jacob Baloga. He is number 56. Quarterback, 14, Mason Hester. Number 6, the big running back, number 6, Nolan Matthews. Defensively for the Trojans, 4-3 that almost becomes a 5-3 or a 6-3 at times. Hunter Robertson is a defensive end, 34, along with 50. Robbie Lee on the other side, number 90. Wyatt Cannon is a defensive tackle tonight, along with 60. Jacob Wright, linebackers, 44, Dalton Hussey, 12, Parker Carlton, 28, Buddy Clark. Connor Harwood is a cornerback tonight for the Trojans. Number 14, Wade Haynes is on the other side. Harwood's number 5. 17, Walker Davis is a safety, and Cole Linleaf is number 4. He's the other safety.
And Joe, on the injury front, Mason McGill missed the ball game. You said he'll be back, hopefully, first round, hopefully state playoffs.
That's what I'm understanding through talking to the phone. He has a high ankle sprain, and as we know, sometimes that can be a little bit worse, but he was walking in a boot when on senior night tonight, and he looked pretty healthy. And in fact, talking to a couple of folks, he wanted to play tonight. But the trainer and coach, I think, so let's hold off and get you. But, Gary, as I think you and I talked about, and I know I texted with a friend this week, North Hall has run a lot of offensive linemen in and out this year, so they've got experience.
Yeah, and that always helps. And some of these blowouts have helped them get some experience there. So, and I saw him walking in that boot, so, and he was walking pretty well, though.
Yeah.
And you want to give it a chance to, yeah, you play tonight, and then you re-injure it, and now you're out for 3 weeks.
Exactly.
So go ahead and do that. We're talking about some of the weapons that these guys have, and this could be a high-scoring game. I mean, you never know until you tee it up. But, you know, as we said, Schliemann, top-rated passer in AAA, second-rated passer in the state overall. With 25 yards tonight, gentlemen, he goes over 2,000 yards passing for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only had 4 interceptions, 14 touchdowns. He's rushed for 31 more yards now. His receivers, Kemp's got 773 yards and 8 touchdowns. Cable, 631 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then the running attack has caught fire lately. Parker Carlton with 179 yards last week against GAC. Justin Allen, who has really come on, 74. And Tumlin, Wyatt Tumlin with 50. So, you know, you got about 300 yards of rushing offense. I think they had 290 yards total versus GAC. So North Hall is not a one-dimensional team.
Right.
On the other side, Nolan Matthews, 152 carries, 1,245 yards, guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these statistics we're throwing at you. Remember, they got games to play.
Mm-hmm. Two after that.
He has 6 100-yard games, 21 touchdowns, and lest you think he is not capable of doing other things. He caught 5 passes for 107 yards and a touchdown.
178 yards a game, what he's rushing for this year.
Wow. Gary, here's something for you. Tell me what you see down the field. Is that I think Hester is really the thing you got to look at. A lot of people don't respect him enough, I don't believe. and you look at those two tall receivers, 6'5", 6'6", can the North Hall DBs, you call Mighty Mites, can they keep up with these big guys? You just go ahead and Hester, let them toss it up, let them catch it.
They list Hulsey at 6'6", and 190 pounds, and McLean Powell, Mac Powell, 6'4", 184 pounds, and Hulsey's got 372 yards receptions and five touchdowns, and Powell, 418 yards and three touchdowns. And on the other side of things, you know, you talk about the defense, and as I said, North Hall's got a bunch of guys that always get around the football. But look at the year Buddy Clark has had.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I looked it up, and I think he's got 63 tackles.
Yep.
Four and a half tackles for a loss. I mean, somebody else got in on one of them back there. He's got a sack, a pass defended, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's – but you look at Carlton, he's got 30 tackles. Walker Davis got 40. Dalton Hulsey got 44. I mean, yeah.
Dalton Hulsey's got 44. I mean, linebackers right there has got 130-something by themselves. So, right. Very active.
And you know, we talked about Schliemann as accurate as he is, and he's like he lacks 25 yards. He's got going over 2,000 for the year. But, Mike, you mentioned Mason Hester. He's got over 1,100 yards passing and 10 touchdowns and also only four interceptions. And he can rush the ball, too. He's got 105 yards rushing. So you got two really high-powered offenses here tonight. And it's just going to be who can get a stop on defense, who can not make a mistake and make the other guy pay for his mistakes.
You look at the ball game with GAC North Hall, that big win last week, Gary. But then it came down the last play of the ball game when GAC kicked a field goal to defeat Lumpkin County. Who knows how the standings might be right now if Lumpkin held on for that win.
Yeah, yeah. And it's one of those type of things that if North Hall wins tonight and takes care of business next week, they're mathematically the region champions. But if somehow Lumpkin pulls off the upset here tonight, it would, I think, at the Brickyard, it would be had to be considered an upset. If they do that, then things get kind of interesting, don't they?
Especially with North Hall playing at Dawson County, our broadcast game wrap up the regular season on October 31st. You know, Jabo Shaw would love to end the regular season with a victory.
Well, they're bringing out the captains now. They're just about to meet in the middle of the field. Very quickly, I'll go over the officials. And, Joe, you know some of these people well.
Yes, sir.
The man in the white hat, the referee is Keith Hammond. Cameron Mason's the umpire. Head line judge is Jay Worley. Line judge is Tom Skinner. Side judge is Sean Schumacher. The field judge is Greg Hendrickson. On the clocks, on the ECO, it's Mike Langley. On the play clock, it's Rob Underwood. And I think we are just about ready to walk out to that big Trojan in the middle of the field here and get things underway.
Now, captains for tonight's game, you've got Wolf Harbin, 0 for Lumpkin County, along with Mike Nichols, Nolan Matthews, and River Kelly for North Hall. You'll have Ty Kemp, Parker Carlton, Buddy Clark, and Dalton Hulsey are the captains for the Trojans tonight. Now, some of these guys, and I'm kind of prejudiced and biased on this, guys, but I think this is probably the best crew of officials in the state of Georgia. Watch them do me wrong tonight, but I think they are.
I'll tell you about the importance of ball games, Joe.
Yep.
Let's see if we can get
turn the lights out down there as they get ready and do everything. They got a spotlight there on the middle of the field there, Mike. That's kind of a neat picture.
Different, isn't it?
Yep.
All right. There we go, Gary.
Let's hear what Mr. Keith Hammond's got to say.
You guys take care of it so we don't have to, okay? Any questions there? All right, respect the game, respect the rules, respect your opponent. JFK is heads, seal is tails. What you going to call?
Tails.
Tails is the call, and it is dark, and it is heads.
It's heads.
Yeah, North Hall has won the toss.
And they'll probably take it.
Oh, they usually do.
All right.
Talking to them now.
We'll wait and see. Coming up next, the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary. And they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
And the road to the playoffs begin really tonight here at the Brickyard at North Hall, as it will be Lumpkin County and North Hall. Get ready to get the picture and bring you the play-by-play tonight's ball game. As always, here's Joe Gailey.
Get the picture now, folks. You got Lumpkin County in their white tops with their purple numbers, the gold pants, and the gold helmets with the purple stripe down the middle with the white. North Hall, green tops, black pants, and black helmets with the logo. Back receiving deep for the Trojans will be Cole Cable, and then along with him will be number 27 tonight. That is Wyatt Tumbling back there to catch one. We got Ty Kemp in the up slot position. Dawson Gray back there. Is that smell from the fireworks and all the stuff is filtering over this way and choking me up. Kicking off for Lumpkin County is going to be number 46, and that will be Devin Alvarez. Going to pooch that one short. Dawson Gray will take it at the 23, the 30, and going to be come down around the 35, 36-yard line. And that's where it'll be brought down. It'll be first and 10. The Trojans will scrimmage from there on their first possession of the half.
You know, Keith Webb told me that they expect North Hall to pass a football, be a, you know, pass first, run second for Lumpkin County, right opposite. They'll look for Noah Matthews to run the football and then look for Hester to throw the football. We'll see what the defense for Lumpkin, if they put any pressure at all on Alex Schliemann.
Got Schliemann in the backfield with three wideouts, four wide, one in the slot, one in the back. They're going to hand off to the running back first. He's going to get a couple of yards up to about the 39, maybe. Let's see. That was Parker Carlton, the running back. And Parker Carlton gets about 2 yards. And now we've got a guy on the field, one of the linemen, 69, James Holloman. He's laying down, and he's holding a leg.
Oh my goodness. Man.
Patrick Woody, the defensive end, 5'10", 215 at the bottom of the pile. He came up. Joe, number 21 over there, look at him. He's limping off a little bit, too.
Yeah,
so I think they laid on one another.
Yep. Number 69, Holloman, is actually in for Mason McGill tonight. Big number 75, who's out with an injury and should be back in a few weeks. But now Holloman's out, so that'll rotate another guy in there. They're looking at that right leg, and hopefully that will something he can get up and walk off under his own. There's no wind tonight at all. That haze and fog and the fireworks and the smoke is slowly moving over the crowd on the far side and over into the foot baseball field right now. He is up. He's walking, but he is favoring the right leg. He has it up and got help from Dr. V and Cody, the trainer.
Well, we know it's going to be a hard-hitting ball game. It was almost like the White County game. We know that Lumpkin County can hit you hard, even though they've probably got the size advantage to North Hall. It's amazing how you go 2 yards like that for a lineman and you end up getting injured.
It's second down, 8 yards to go. Ball's on the 39, got to get to the 47 for the first down. 11:42 just underway here at the Brickyard. Three wideouts, two on the near, one on the far. Ball's almost in the middle of the field at the 39. Schliemann claps his hand, takes the snap, back to pass. Looking rush coming on, and he's got to run. He gets away from one, and the other guy's going to catch him for no gain. Big number 52 right there, look like. Weston Veter, one of the defensive ends, got back in the pack, but then was able to catch back up with him after he got off his block, Gary.
There's that pressure, Joe.
Didn't give him much room to run right there. Veter, 5'10", 215, and quick. Junior linebacker there for the Lumpkin County Indians. And they got a lot of guys that are hovering around that 200 to 220 kind of size, Joe.
Well, they got in there pretty heavy, pretty good rush that time. On Schliemann. So Alex is back to pass. He's going to throw a quick screen far side, and they're not going to get anything. Actually, lose back to the original line of scrimmage at the 37-38. So on the first one, looks like it's going to be three and out. That was third and 7. They lost a yard back to the 38. It'll be.
And when was the last time you saw that happen on open possession?
Yep, exactly.
Xander Dorsey just stood him up when the ball got there. Just stood him up right in place. He didn't get an inch. Might have lost 6 inches.
Two guys back for Lumpkin County, number 4, Colton Howell. And looks like Mason Melanson is going to get the kickoff. That's going to be Walker Vining. Pretty good punt that time. It'll come down over there to number 4 on the far side as Howell. Bear caught at the 21-yard line. Lumpkin will take over first and 10 from right there with 10:34. So North Hall, Mike, only had it for a minute and a half right there. Let's see what they can do on defense right here against Lumpkin.
You know, that's about a 41-yard punt. I think Walker averaged about 41.5 yards a punt last week against GAC.
He's gotten better at the punting this year.
And hit all of his PATs, so Walker's turned into a weapon both as a punter and as a place kicker.
That's what your experience will do for you.
Yeah, he's 40 out of 42 on extra points this year and 3 out of 4 on field goals, longest is 32. Back to in the, offensively is Mason Hester with Nolan Matthews right behind him, 4 wideouts, Lee Hulsey, Parker, and Powell. They're spread out, ball's right in the middle of the field to 21. Now they bring one guy in at a tight end, one guy in at a slot. Going to hand off to Matthews. Wow, he busted through to the 30, the 35, the 40. One guy trying to bring him down, finally on the far side over there, number 17, Walker Davis, rides him out in North Hall territory at the 48. Wow.
And Nolan Matthews at 5'11", 185 pounds, showed some speed that time.
Yes, boy, he did. He gets through there and goes in a hurry.
He cracked that line of scrimmage, and he was off.
That's going to be 29-2, 31 yards on that carry to start off for Nolan Matthews. Wow.
Does he remind you of a guy a couple years ago, Joe?
Yes, he does. He hits a hole in a hurry, and boom, he's gone. He's faster than what you think he's going to be, being that size.
Yeah, and with that size, when he hits you, you know you've been hit.
And you feel it, exactly. 3 wideouts, 1 in a slot. Hester with Matthews behind him, hands off to Nolan again. Nolan dancing around, beats it outside on this side, trying to get through, and he keeps him churning. Finally, Robbie Lee brings him down at the 37-yard line, close to the first down. Yeah, it's going to be a first down. 2 in a row. Nolan Matthews already with 40 yards in the game.
Robbie Lee just grabbed him around the waist and slung him to the ground, and that's a pretty good matchup. Robbie is about 200 pounds. So.
But, Gary, you'll find out Nolan will probably not come out of this ball game much at all. He'll do all of the running, except Hester will carry it sometimes for the Indians.
Looking over the sidelines, 9:58 now. You've got Lee on the near side and 2 wideouts on the far side. Looks to be Hulsey and Parker. Hester with Parker's in there tied at a slot. Hester going to hand off again to the big man, Nolan. Nolan's going to fight again, stiff-armed. A guy right there at the 35 and can roll down to the 33. Gets about 5 more yards.
That's Dalton Hulsey at 5'9", 200 pounds. Little fire plug kind of guy, and he met him and slung him to the ground, but he still got his yards. He got
yes,
4
sir.
Or 5 almost.
But it's going to take team tackle for North Hall to bring Nolan Matthews down.
For sure. Second down and 5. Ball's at the 34. Got to get to the 28. About 6, 5.5, 6.
They're operating out of the pistol, Joe, which gives Matthews a chance to kind of look at the line, pick a hole.
Yep. And basically right behind his quarterback. He goes off to the right side this time. One guy grabs him in the backfield and holds on. How about that? North Hall able to bring him down. Was that Parker Carlton? I believe it was. Yeah, number 12, Parker, with a loss of about 3 yards all the way back to the 37-yard line. Wow, first loss of the night.
Well, guess what it's going to tell you? You're going to see that kind of blitzing on both sides, Joe.
Parker was getting blocked that time, Gary, and he got a handful of jerseys just held on for dear life that time to pull him down.
And they're lining up in a 4-man down front, which sometimes turns into a 5- or 6-man front if you walk the cornerbacks up on the line. So right now they're in a 5 designed to stop the run.
Third down about 9. Looks to pass right over the middle. It almost intercepted. Holy mackerel. That one was in and out of the hands of Malton Hulsey. And that time, number 14, Wade Haynes.
Lindleaf did a good job of anticipating
that.
The pass.
Yes, he
did.
I
think some of the Lumpkin people thought he might have got there just a tad early, but no call. So it brings up
the fourth down.
Fourth down now.
Yeah, it's fourth and 9.
It is fourth down.
Fourth and 9.
They're in fourth down territory. They're going to go for it because they're so deep right now at the 38-yard line. They're going to 37-yard line. They're going to go for it. Coach Kane Newton down on the sideline of North Hall, flipping that hat, telling the fans to make some noise. Hester looking back to pass. Fakes, throws one right in the middle. Complete. Down to the 25, the 20, 15, 10. Inside the 10 to the 9. That's number one, Mac Powell. Wide open right there in the middle. Just let it down and in and caught it around the 25. And then with that speed, nobody around him, got down to right on the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Walker Davis saved the touchdown for the minute, but you're right. He was all alone. There was nobody within 10 yards of him.
But, Gary, you see, if that's that hole in that North Hall zone defense. We've seen that happen so many times this year. But fourth down conversion for the Indians.
Hester with two wideouts, one on either side, and Matthews behind him, one guy in the slot.
That's first and goal right at the 10. So they can't get a first down. They got to get a touchdown.
Matthews claps his hand, takes the ball, hands off to the running back. Matthews down to the 5, got hit and brought down right there at the 5, maybe the 6-yard line by the Trojans.
Boy, somebody, I think that was Wade Haynes, who just bounced off of him, and then the trailing defensive back was the one that made the play.
Came in and made the tackle. Parker Croton was in on it right there. I think Connor Harwood might have been in there close. Second down and goal. Ball's right at the 5, nose of the football on the 5-yard line. Second and goal with 7:04 for the Indians. Hester, one back and two wideouts are going to flip-flop the tight end from one side to the other. One of those is Parker. Hand off to, oh, and he's going to get tackled in the backfield. Hand it off to Matthews, and somebody, number 34, got in there. This is Hunter Robertson. One of the defensive ends got in there in a hurry and knocked him for a yard loss.
Yeah, he's another one of those guys. Doesn't have a lot of height. He's 5'9", 190, but he's compact. And I'll bet you he spends a lot of time in the weight room. When he hits you, you know you've been hit too.
Hunter did a nice job rolling off his block that time and busted through there and was able to get his arms around Nolan and drag him down. It's actually a 2-yard loss, third down and goal, ball at the 7-yard line. Two wideouts, Powell and Hulsey. Looking to throw a fade in the corner. Intercepted by North Hall. Yes, an interception by the Trojans. How about that?
They tried to use that height advantage, Joe, with a lob pass in there from Hester. But North Hall comes up with the interception and the turnover.
I believe that was Walker Davis that came down with it, number 17. They were bounced off each other. At the last second, there was separation, and it was just enough for Davis, I believe, to make the play right there.
Yeah. Check with Jody. It might have been Connor Harwood, but it might have been. They're all bunched up in the corner over there.
Yeah, it might have been Connor.
Somebody came down with it because I just saw number 5 come off celebrating an awful lot. But
I bet it was Connor.
Boy, they dodged a bullet there, that's for sure.
Didn't they? It'll come out to the 20. North Hall will have it. So after all that time, North Hall has it with 6:06. They'll hand off to the running back coming to this direction. That's number 27, Tumlin. Tumlin got tripped up at the 22, 23. And the 24-yard line is where they'll spot it. Second down and 6.
Yeah, Colson Howell. Talk about tumbling. He took a tumble that time because Howell just cut his legs out from under him. Playing free safety there. 6'2", 160-pound sophomore for the Indians.
For Lumpkin, they went basically 79 yards in 4.5 minutes. We end up coming out with no score here in the first quarter.
We'll screen to the near side, down to the 25, the 27, 28-yard line. That is Cole Cable, and he'll get about 6 yards. The third down and 1 at the 29.
Caleb, I think Wendell was the first guy that put a hat on him and knocked him out of bounds. I think he was still trying to thread the sidelines down there, walk that tightrope. Somebody else hit him and knocked him out of bounds.
But I think they learned on that first possession that Alex has got to get rid of the football in a hurry, didn't he?
Yeah.
Third down and 1 now. One guy out, and that's going to be Cable on the near side. Two backs right there with the quarterback. One guy's going to run in the middle, got the first down, got about 2.5, maybe 3 yards right up the middle of the North Hall running back. That was Parker Carlton. Gave him 3 to the 32. First down and 10. North Hall's first down, first first down of the evening, just under 5 minutes in the first quarter, 4:53 and running.
It'll be interesting to see, Joe, if the North Hall receivers can get open against this Logan County defense.
Exactly. They pretty talented, fast, got some size.
Yeah, that Parker Carlton got that on second effort. He just kind of lowered his head, mm-hmm. got up under his pads, and kept pushing forward until he got that first down.
Cable Kemp to the far side. He's going to flip it to McGarvey. McGarvey trying to go far side. He's got 5. He's got 6 and 7 up to about the 39-yard line.
That was almost an end around, wasn't it,
yep.
Joe?
He flipped. Smith took off, and as they're in motion, everybody kind of blocks to this side, and Alex flipped it over to Smith, and he took off around the far side and gets 7 yards.
It wasn't
a double underhanded toss right there.
Not quite a jet sweep we've seen with Dan Jackson in the past, guys, but almost that way. Talk about wild card. That's got to be Smith McGarvey.
That's why I call him the Swiss Army knife out here, because he plays a little bit of everywhere. You got McGarvey and Cole Cable on the near side, Ty Kemp on the far side, one running back next to the quarterback, Sleeman. Far side hash mark. Looking to pass. Get it out here to Carlton. Carlton on the pass to the 40, 42, trying to keep driving. Got the first down. Down to about the 42. Yeah, I think he got the first down. It is. And that'll be the second first down of the night. And it'll be first down for the Trojans.
If I can say it, Joe, for Harper Bell tuning into our broadcast as even getting rigged over to Statesboro, that's almost like Bashawn Robinson coming out of the backfield for the Falcons.
Yeah, it is nice to have that with Parker right there, maybe even Wyatt. But Parker does a nice job catching the ball and bringing it on in.
Well, Wolf Harbin. Now, there's a name for a defensive back for you. Wolf Harbin, number zero. First guy to hit him on that last play.
One of the captains for the Indians.
First down at the 42. North Hall driving 3:13. Alex back to pass. Got a guy coming on. He's got a look. He's got a man coming after him. Got a hold of a jersey. He throws it. Almost complete. Parker Carlton almost caught it at the 46.
Well, that was a yeoman's job of Schliemann not to get sacked, because big number 21 in there, Patrick Woody, was about to lay the wood to him.
Yep. Woody was back there, had a total of the top of his jersey on the backside, and Alex, one last step and threw it. Had he been another step forward, I believe he might have caught that pass at the 46 that time out there to Carlton.
And Woody's one of those veterans on this Indians defense.
Hard to complete a pass when you're being slung to the ground, though.
That's
you know?
Right. Yep. Second down, 10. Ball's at the 42 of North Hall. Now to get just across midfield to the 48 of the Indians. Two backs. Two wideouts, one guy in motion, looking to pass right there in the middle. Complete to Dawson Gray. 50, 45, knocked down to 42. Number 88, Dawson Gray, caught that one. Good little in and down and in route. He caught it wide open right there around the 49 and was able to get down to the 41, Gary.
Boy, Dawson is turned into a weapon on short yard situations. And the unexpected, he's such a big target, too. Well, you don't know that tight end position. And that time, Schliemann just hit him right in the hands.
Dawson's caught 13 passes. It doesn't sound like a lot, but he's 243 yards this year, a couple of TDs.
Guys, the fans want the big plays, explosive plays in this game. Just keep driving the football downfield.
Yep. Offsides on the defense. That'll give North Hall a first and five. First flag of the day comes at 2:39 in the quarter.
Well, it's been a pretty quick quarter so far because you had Lumpkin running the ball and getting yardage that way, and you have North Hall completing passes and getting yardage that way. So the clock hadn't stopped very much. These guys are just kind of trading punches here, punch and counterpunch.
Been running the ball a little bit more. Of course, North Hall's thrown it here. But it's first down and five. Ball's at the 34, 36. And they hand off to Parker. Parker around the near side and out of bounds around the 34. Got pushed out there late. Gary, you all right down there? I heard something.
Yeah, they
To get out of the way, Gary.
I'm all right.
He's fine. I just heard stuff flop
around.
Oh,
yeah. I did, too.
I wasn't even close to the guy running the ball. The other guy hit me. Luckily, I took most of the lick up top on my chest, so I'm good.
As Nathan said, good crowd noise effect. That's good to hear.
You're in the front row here at 97.5
sure
Glory FM.
Hit the ground.
Got a flag down there on the field. Evidently, the official's talking about it right there at the 34-yard line. So, sounds like
it's unnecessary roughness on Gary down there is what happened.
Yeah, unnecessary roughness, yeah. Like Thomas Johnson, when I got up and I said I didn't mean to hurt him, I completed the game, and the guy that ran over me was out for the rest of the night.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this one may have been a late hit, guys, because it was right on the sidelines.
The flag was right there at the 37, and they're looking at it, and they're going to. The head official will turn around and let us know what's going on after he gets out there. And it's going to be against North Hall, so it's probably going to be a holding or an illegal shift. So it's going to be personal foul, a holding, on North Hall.
10-yard penalty.
Knocks it off. Oh, it's more than that, Mike. They're marking that right
away. That's not holding then.
That was the holding. This was the signal he gave.
They came way behind the line of scrimmage then, Joe.
Well, the ball, it was there to 38, but they marked it all the way back to the 39 of North Hall. So it's going to be first down
and
forever.
That's 22 yards. That's like two penalties, Joe.
Well, we thought it was going to be, unnecessary roughness on Lumpkin, but it's some kind of personal foul.
What you got to check on that one? That's 22 yards from the line of scrimmage.
You got Gray
First and 30.
Cable on the near side. You've got Cable on the far side with McGarvey looking to pass. Schliemann's got time this time. Throws it in the middle. Complete. Down there to Ty Kemp to the 40. He's trying to get away from a guy number 34. He does get away from that guy, but then two or three other white jerseys come sling him down right at the 40-yard line. So he gets a all that penalty and 1 yard back.
Yeah, I think he got almost back to the original line of scrimmage there. So it's a 19, 20-yard gain.
Yep, he's back up to the 40, so it'll be second down and 9 from right there.
So make it a 21-yard gain. How about that?
Yep. And he basically, after they spread everybody out, and the offensive line gave him time that time for him to wait and find somebody, and he found his receiver.
We had a Kemper game earlier this season, so the same thing, remember, happened for North Hall.
Third down, 9 yards to go. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts, ball on the far hash mark. Trojans going left to right from the Bob to the old field house. Out to Tumlin. Tumlin to the 40. He's going to and somebody's helmet came popping off there. It was number 73. He'll have to come out of the game. That is Cade Hawthorne. He'll have to come out for a play, and we got a flag down right there at the 37.
Wendell and Harbin on that stop right there. One hit him high, one hit him low.
That was a dead ball foul, Joe. Let's see what Keith Hammond calls.
He's talking to his official crew, his head linesman, and his umpire right there. And they're looking.
Well, the umpire is Cameron Mason, and the headline judge is Jay Worley. He said Keith Hammond got in a white hat. Let's see what he's calling.
Dead ball unsportsmanlike. It's going to be against North Hall.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to come back the other direction. It'll be third down. And if it's 15 yards, it'll be third down.
It will be. Somebody 24. Said something, Joe.
Yep.
Well, and
that's dead ball. He's a play counted.
Yep.
It'll be third down.
Yeah, it is third down.
Sean Pender was talking about cleaning some things up. This is – if they're going to make a deep run in the playoffs this year, they can't do this kind of
stuff. Well, that's the emotion and being emotional. You can play with emotion, but don't be emotional.
Third and 21 now from their own 48. 1:12 left in the quarter. Schliemann goes back out. You'll have Cable. You'll have Gray out there. And 13 on the play clock. They've got to hurry. Kemp and Cable go to the far side. Gray and McGarvey on the near side. They'll snap it with 4. Schliemann throws it, a lob pass, complete out there to Cable. Cable caught it at the 38. Got by a guy, the 30, the 25, the 20. The officials are blowing dead. Out up there at the 35-yard line. He stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, fourth down.
Yeah.
Fourth down and 4.
They had him pinned up against the sidelines, Joey. He didn't have enough room to maneuver there. So when he stepped out, he kept running because he wasn't sure. I mean, that's what you do.
Exactly.
You keep running until they call you back, and they called him back. So now you can come up with about fourth and about 5.
Fourth down, short 5, long 4-yard line. Ball spotted to 35. Got to get to about the 31. Schliemann, McGarvey, Kemp, new man in. Cole Lindley coming in receiver position. He'll be on the near side. Driving in with 46 seconds. Back to pass, right in the middle. Complete out there to Parker Carlton. He spun and got away from a guy down to the 28-yard line.
Well, you want to say watch for Parker. There he was. I thought about running the football. Instead, he catches the football.
Caught it around the 30, Gary. Spun away from a guy and fell forward to about the 26.
I think it was number 25 that hit him first, Xander Dorsey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dorsey hit him, but Parker very wisely knew where the sticks were.
And that's 2 receptions for Parker on this drive, guys.
First down, ball's at the 26-yard line. Timeout, North Hall with 26 left in the first quarter.
We'll take it. We'll take a 30-second timeout, Nathan. We're back with more here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Believe it or not, North Hall has held the football for more than half of this first quarter. Mm-hmm. They might just run out the clock here to end the first quarter. No score.
I think that's probably why they took the timeout right there, Gary, so they get a good playoff, maybe try and score here before the quarter's up.
Yeah, well, now I'm sure that they called at least one play on the sidelines. So let's see. And Lumpkin's got all 3 timeouts. North Hall's still got 2. if you're thinking about that. But you don't want to burn too many timeouts in the first quarter, that's for sure.
26 seconds. One wide out on the near side, a slot, and a blocking back on the far side. Carlton in the backfield. Going to flip it to Kemp. Kemp can't get away as those two big linemen, one of them being linebacker Dorsey, comes in there and hugs him up and knocks him to the ground.
Well, that was 52.
Yep.
That's Veter and Veter. 25 Dorsey. Was that what you're talking
yep.
about? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Dorsey and Veter combined. And so the ball will go over on downs.
Nope. That last one's first down.
Isn't it? That's right. That's right. You got the first down. True.
The second down, he lost three on it. So that'll be the end of the quarter right there. North Hall and Lumpkin are tied.
No score here after the first 12 minutes of play. Back of the second quarter, 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
We start the second quarter here, but North Hall had the ball for 13 plays in the first quarter.
Oh, they have a good fake right there. Sleeman caught everybody asleep. Comes off the left side right there. Everybody went for the fake to Carlton. They come to the near side. Alex does inside the 15 to the 14.
Yeah, and he's opposite. No, on 7 on the other side, Colton Lee, the cornerback at 5'9", 165, had to drag him down.
First down at the 14 for North Hall. A nice fake that time to Parker. Everybody bit on it. Alex was able to take it up the near hash mark and between the hash mark and the sideline around the numbers and get that first down. Pitch out to Parker. Parker trying to get away. He's going to get one, maybe two. Right there. Look out of the way, Gary, and cheerleaders.
Yeah. They gave me room to move that time.
Good deal.
I could see them coming.
They got about to get any? Nope. Don't look like they got any on that. It'll be second down and 10 now. They can get a first down. Ball spotted at the 14. Just started here in the second quarter.
Leading the charge, Weston Veter. We've called his name a lot so far, haven't we?
Yes, you have.
No score here between the Trojans and the Indians. Three wideouts, two on the far side. Alex takes it himself right up the middle. Going to get 4 or 5 yards across the 10, down to about the 6. How about that? Alex Sleeman took it himself, saw a little opening behind Wade Porter and Eli Hamm that time.
A little bit of a wrinkle in the offense that they haven't really shown a lot of, and it's, so far it caught the Indians flat-footed a couple of times.
That was an RPO right there, a run-pass option play for Sleeman.
Asher Chastain, a junior offensive lineman in for Holloman with a big block right there holding his man up long enough to give him some room. He got about 7 yards there, Gary. It's going to be third down and a short 3. Back on each side of the quarterback, Sleeman. Sleeman's going to take it himself, and they're going to wrap him up right there at the 6.
Yeah,
he lost about a yard or gained about a yard maybe.
But most of these guys have not been the RPO, not been the run-pass option. They've been Sleeman just taking it and running with it.
Yeah. That's what he did that time.
Yeah, what you do here?
And look over his fourth down, and it says 1. It might be a long one.
Yeah, definitely.
It's basically at the 5.5.
They're going to go for it, aren't they?
Cable out far. Yep, they're going for it. Got an extra blocking man in there, number 34, Hunter Robertson, in there in the blocking back. They're going to give it to Parker. Parker, bust across. What do they say? Touchdown. Trojans.
Boy, talk about a hard-nosed run by Parker Carlton, and the Trojans hit the scoreboard first at 6-0 North Hall.
10-10 in the second quarter. Handed it off to Parker in that big offensive line with Hunter Robertson off the defensive side in there to block, and he was able to block open enough and give Parker enough wiggle room to dive across the plane Walker Vining to attempt the extra point. The holder is, or the snapper's lost to Dawson Gray. Kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Trojans.
And we're back at 1 minute from North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
After North Hall got the interception to end the Indians' first drive, they go 80 yards on 18 plays, according to my stats, and went 8 minutes off the clock.
Walker Vining standing at the 34, 33, so he's probably going to be a pooch kick. The two guys at the back. Yeah, it's going to be a little squibber over the side. It's going to come down on the far side. Oh, he got by him down to the 9. Wolf Harvey picks it up at the 10, the 15. They wrap him up down and inside the 15 at about the 14-yard line.
Well, a huge break for North Hall there, Joe.
Wolf Harbin and Matthew swapped sides right there, Gary, and Wolf kind of overran it. It went by him to the 9, and he got back out there to the 14.
See, that pumpkin was bouncing.
Yes, it was. That's a good job by North Hall. They covered it well to take that one good hop right down there and get past them just enough to allow the kicking team to get down there to them. Mason Hester will bring him out. He's got Matthews behind him. You've got a wideout over here. That's Mac Powell. He is a long drink of water. The other side's Martin Hulsey in the pistol, as they call it. Matthews standing behind Hester. Down inside the 15 to 14. That's the first down. Fake it. Hester's going to throw far side. Complete over there to the 21. Knocked down immediately on the far side there by number 17. That is Walker Davis. Knocks him down. The catch right there was by Martin Hulsey. They gave him about almost 8 yards, 7.5 anyway, second down and 3 for the Indians.
Pretty good fake that time to Matthews.
Yes, it was.
That opened that pass up a little bit.
A little play action for the Indians.
Younger Kemp, the freshman, Noah in, and had a defensive back over on this side playing cover defense on number 1, Mac Powell. One guy on the far side. Now they got 3 wideouts. 2 on the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. Hester takes it. Hands off to Pat Matthews. Matthews, big job by Parker Carlton. Knocks him down at the 22-yard line.
That's what a matchup there, guys.
Parker and Walker Davis both got in on that one. Buddy Clark got in on it. So third down and short yardage. Got to get 2. I'm thinking they go to the big guy again, Gary. See what Matthews.
They're trying to loosen him up a little bit, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, to give Nolan the kind of cracks he had in the first quarter when they moved it right down the field before they turned it over with a pick.
He dug his own holes, though.
Yeah. Third down and 2, a short 2, 8:40 left here in the quarter. North Hall leads it 7-0. Hester directing traffic, puts Nolan over on his right, left side, hands off to Nolan. Nolan gets through, they got the first down to the 25. There's a flag coming in late. From the linesman on the headlines on the far side, the side judge, I guess you'd call him, comes in at the 26-yard line.
Coming off the bottom of the pile, Robbie Lee, and I think maybe.
That's either a hold on Dawson, Lumpkin County or something on North Hall.
95 Reed at the bottom of the pile, too, I think.
Face mask on North Hall.
Yep, you can see it coming, getting you, Joe.
Yep.
Trying to give him that tackle.
Came in there late, and they grabbed a hold and got too much face mask. It's going to be a big one, a 15-yarder, so when they held on, they grabbed it and held on, didn't let go. It used to be 5 and then 15. I think that's still the case. 5 if you let go of it. 10 or 15 if you don't. So it's out to the 41, 8-19. Lumpkin with the football. The penalties have all gone against North Hall other than an offsides on Lumpkin earlier in the game. First down at the 41 of Lumpkin. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Ball's basically right in the middle of the field right now. Hester with Matthews behind him. One guy is a tight end. That's Parker. Put a guy in motion. That's number two, Mike Powell. Or excuse me.
Fumble.
Fumble on the board. North Hall thinks they have it. Hardwood says they do, and they do. North Hall recovers right there at the 42-yard line. Number 34 comes up with it. That is Hunter Robertson.
Well, we talked about that at the beginning of the game, the pregame, guys, when we talked about the mistakes and who is going to take advantage of the other guy's mistakes. Now, let's see if North Hall can use this.
Gary, could you tell, was Hester trying maybe start things a little early and just missed the ball?
Well, he had it briefly, and as he was going through it, you know, he was doing the thing that Hester does. He's picking his way through that, and all of a sudden, or rather, Nolan was picking his way through the line. It just came out. You could see it. I called it immediately. A fumble.
So Nolan Matthews fumbled it.
So Sleeman looking to pass. Got a man right open at the 41. Got away. That's Miss McGarvey. 35. Down to the 30, the 28, and run out of bounds.
That's what North Hall loves to do. After a turnover, have a big play, an explosive play for the Trojans.
Get about 13 yards on that one from where they were down to the 28.
Number 13, Parker Cox, shoving him out of bounds right there. The Trojans on the move again.
Leading 7-0 here in the second quarter.
Justin Allen in the backfield now. Sleeman, Dawson Gray. You got Kemp and McGarvey on the near side. You got Gray and Cable on the far side split out. Sleeman looking to pass, another short pass right in there to Kemp. Kemp at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, trying to beat the guy to the corner. He does. Touchdown, Trojans.
There's your yardage to catch you were talking about before we got here, Joe. That's what the Trojans can do.
He caught it right there around the 25. He had a guy wrapped around his ankle right there, Gary, and he got away from that and he sprinted.
Well, when Kemp turned the corner, he saw that black outlined end zone, and he knew he was headed for the promised land.
Two plays, 41 yards after the turnover.
7:29. Walker Vining in to attempt the extra point. And snap the hole. The kick almost blocked. They got barely got it off. It's good. 14-0 Trojans.
And we're back at 1 minute from North Hall here on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
I'm telling you, we get down like inside the 20 on this end of the field, and you guys just disappear. I don't know if it's...
And you hear Gary talking to us here coming back. So Gary's got to find a better place to talk to us.
Dead spots down there. 7:29, Walker Vining to kick, back deep. Again is Harmon and Matthews. Pooch kick to the far side this time, comes down to about the 6. I think that one is Matthews. Matthews out to the 20. Gets around the guy. He's got some speed to the 30. One guy goes low and knocks him down. Oh, and it's going to be a – ooh, he got lucky. He didn't have a flag. He hit him when they got into the white boundary right there. And I think the momentum got him, and the referee didn't throw a flag, but he got out to the 37. So about a 20 – was that 32-yard return?
Yeah, Connor Harwood dove at his feet to try to trip him up, and it worked sort of.
Slowed him down.
Yeah, but then he slowed him down, and he started stumbling, but he kept stumbling forward for another 7 or 8 yards, Matthews did.
Yep.
Lumpkin County has had the ball twice on offense. They've committed 2 turnovers, and North Hall's converted with touchdowns both plays.
Ball is at the 37. Nose of the football touching the 37, going from the Bob to the old field house with 7:20 left here in the first half. North Hall leads it by 2 touchdowns. Fake as they roll out the far side. Parker Carlton comes in a hurry, incomplete. In and out of the hands through the hands of the defender on the intended receiver was number 31, Parker. And I think that was number 14, yeah. Wade Haynes right there to break it up.
That was timing it just perfectly.
Exactly.
After the first turnover, North Hall went 80 yards. After the second turnover, he went two plays and 41 yards for a touchdown.
Second down, 10 yards to go now for the Indians. They all look to the sideline. Now they'll split out. Powell split out to the far side here. Two guys to the far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. One guy's a blocker over there. That looks to be Connor Parker. Fake to Matthews. Got one man coming on him in a hurry. They flush him out of the pocket. Flows to the far side. Throws it to a man. Out of bounds on the far side. Incomplete. I think that was Gannon Melanson out of bounds that caught it, number eight. But he was not an eligible receiver. Good pressure that time from North Hall as they come on in a hurry. Robbie Lee in there on the pressure to make him throw it in a hurry. Third down and 10. Four wideouts, ball to 37. Hester thought he had a guy move.
No, he did. He moved, but he didn't come across.
9-8. Hester takes it right there. Back to pass. Fakes it. The man comes up. 44's got him. Knocks him down right there. That is Dalton Hussey. He held on to his block, Gary, but did a great job. He kind of slid over to his right, got his arm around him, and pulled him down.
Yep. And now you're making Lumpkin throw it when you want him to,
yep.
Not when they want him to.
That's almost sack as well as a really nice job by Dalton Hulsey right there.
He had some help on that sack. I didn't see who the other number was, but Hulsey hit him first. Brings up fourth and long.
5 yard loss on that fourth down, 15 yards to go. One guy deep for the Trojans, and the punter back there flakes, I think. They got it up and high. End over end kick going to come down right there to Ty Kemp at the 37, 38 yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Trojans right there.
That's about a 31 yard punt, high punt, no return.
Colson Howell, who's listed a sophomore quarterback, kicked that one straight up in the air and it came down. And Ty Kemp takes it.
North Hall, their fourth offensive possession, leading 14-0 over Lumpkin County in the second quarter.
6:24 left in the half. North Hall leads it 14-0, as Mike just said. North Hall has it first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. One man in motion, that's Tumbling. Going to hand off this time to Paul. No, it's Allen across the 40. Oh, he broke through a guy at the 50, down to the 45. Wow, look at Justin Allen. Went around a couple of guys. Number 73 is big lineman right there, Cade Hawthorne. His face mask, he was filling his helmet because his mouthpiece fell out.
Howell couldn't hold on to him, but Colton Lee and 25, Xander Dorsey, eventually dragged him down, but a good gain that time.
Big first down, bounce line for 45 of the Indians now. Two guys on one guy on either side of Sleeman going from the old field house to the new field house. This time North Hall going to hand off to Allen again. Bounces out 30, 45, 40, down to the 35, the 30, and down to the 29. Wow.
Yeah, they bring Allen in after the first quarter or so when the defense is a little bit tired, and Allen just pounds on them.
You know, Justin Allen, Gary, Mike, he's one of those kids that, you know, after Tumbling went down this year, boom, he's come in and done yeoman's work.
Bingo, Joe.
Running back this
year.
He's
been a great surprise.
Timeout on the field. I'm not sure what we're doing here.
There's an injury, I think, Joe.
Something must happen out there. They're bringing him over to the sideline, so we've got a timeout on the field, Michael.
And we'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute from North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
I still don't know what happened with the timeout there. We'll keep it right here. But North Hall just called a timeout.
Well, Pender was talking to the side judge about something, and I'm not sure what he was upset about, but he did have to call the timeout. They weren't ready.
Well, the play clock was down at 9 when they finally left the sideline to go back out there, so they're probably running short on that.
That's the second timeout.
Mm-hmm. We got 5:20 left here in the first half.
Yeah, and he still got one time out left.
Mm-hmm.
Lumpkin's got all three of theirs, in case you're wondering about that.
And like I was mentioning there, Gary, Justin Allen came in there. You know, Wyatt Tumlin going to come in there and was a beast game one and got injured in game two. And then Justin Allen come in there, and honestly, you look at his yardage, and Justin's only got 274 coming in, but he has really, really played well on the offensive side of the football. For
that's
the
a deceiving 274, Joe.
It is. Yeah. It is, because he may get – he's like a Parker Carlton in that he'll get 2 or 3 yards here that are big, and then he might get 10 or 12 that are big.
And he's a big guy. He's 200 pounds, so he can pound on you a little.
And he's had two big runs here to start things off this drive.
Sleeman looking to pass, rolls out the far side, throwing it down the middle, got a man, caught it, touchdown Trojans, holy mackerel, wide tumbling, I believe, caught it at the one and stepped into the end zone. What is Wyatt Tumlin doing in there catching the football? How about that?
A three-play scoring drive this time for North Hall.
Credit Schliemann a lot with that one, guys.
Yep.
He ran around until he saw his target, Wyatt Tumlin, break open. And then he threaded the needle. Tumlin actually had about three guys around him. Still came down with it at the one and went into the end zone.
Extra point attempt by Walker Vining is up, and it is good. 21-0 with 5:13 left.
And we're back with more of North Hall here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
North Hall now with two big series, Joe.
Back here, Walker Vining will kick off again real in a hurry. Worm burner down the middle of the field, comes down to Matthews on the far side, and 15 to 20, 25. Steps around the guy. That was actually Wolf Harbin. Kind of sidestepped the guy and got knocked down around the 24-yard line, 29-yard line. Excuse me. It's where it comes down, and the Indians will have it first and 10 on their next possession with 5:07.
All right, now, North Hall is making Lumpkin County play the North Hall game.
Exactly. Good point there, Gary, and I agree with you 100%. After they got that first score, they're making them play North Hall football.
Oh, that first interception really played big up first drive for the Indians.
First down balls on the 29, as I said. You've got balls on the far hash mark. Two wideouts this time. One guy's in the slot, Matthews, behind his quarterback. Back to pass is Hester. Going to hit the man right there. He's caught. Oh, and he gets away from one guy. That's number 10, Martin Hulsey. Good job by Hulsey to get away and get about two more yards. A pickup of 12 for the first down. Wade Haynes had to come up and make the final stop.
Right now, Joe, the North Hall defense is neutralizing that size advantage by the Indians.
Yep.
Well, Hulsey's the 6'6 guy, so he's a tall target to hit over there. You don't have to throw it low for him. He's making a jump ball.
First down at the 42-yard line. Three wideouts, two on the near side. Hester looking over the defense. 10 seconds, put a man in motion. That's going to be Wolf. Hester rolls to this side, looks incomplete. Got there right at the last second. Good play by Noah Kemp to come in there and hit Mike Powell just as the ball got to Mike.
Yeah.
And knocked it away from him.
Kemp just shoved him from behind, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't put his hands on the ball, just shoved him as soon as the ball touched his fingers. And now you're seeing number one come up limping a little bit there.
Yep. Knocked him down. It's going to be third down and 10 now.
Well, Powell, the other big target at 6'4 there, number one. But he's kind of, look at him, he's moving his legs around a little bit, trying to stretch something out. I think he got dinged a little bit on that shove from behind.
I said third and 10, second and 10. My bad on that one. Now we've got a timeout called by the Indians.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute. North Hall 21, Lumpkin County nothing on 97.5 Glory FM.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back after the timeout by Lumpkin County.
Lumpkin comes out after the timeout, splits a guy, two guys out to the near side, one on the far side, hand off to Matthews, through the 45 to 50, got a little room, 45, and runs right over into his own man, hits, runs up the back of Mike Powell and Noah Kemp and Wade Haynes there.
Wade Haynes, yeah. Don't get in his way.
Nope.
I don't care what color shirt you got on.
He's just going to run over you. So he got a big gain right there. And got across midfield down to the 40-yard line of North Hall with 4:11. They kind of got away from throwing it that way and put them to sleep. Nolan gets a big game right there for the Indians.
Well,
first down.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to play your game. You know, you can't be playing what North Hall wants you to do.
Now, two wideouts, one on either side, balls on the near hash mark. Hester fakes, throws a quick one on the far side. Tipped, incomplete. Had a man up there almost grab it, number 10. Martin Hulsey was the intended receiver. Jack Carlton and Wade Haynes both back there almost kind of tried to do the tip drill.
That was a catchable ball right through his hands.
Mm-hmm. Scores on Lone Tree Cafe scoreboard in the region. It is Donaldson County leading Chesapeake 14-7 in the second quarter. Pickens all over Johnson 35-0. GAC is leading White County.
Second down, 10 yards to go, 3:49 and a quarter. Three wideouts to the near side. Hand off to Nolan. Matthews across the 40, 35, big burst, 30, 25, 20. Somebody's got to catch him, 10, 5, touchdown Indians.
The yard just burst that time. Lulled him to sleep, and then here comes Nolan Matthews. Boom, 40 yards.
Nolan with a big 40-yard touchdown run. They had it thrown 29, so that is a, what's that?
71-yard drive. In five plays.
The extra point attempt as number four, Howell, will hold it, and they got a flag down, two flags down now. See what the illegal procedure on the offense, so they'll back them up five. The kicker out there, I think is number 90, Wilder Flakes.
I'm sorry, say that again, Joe. That name.
W-Y-L-D-E-R, Wilder Flakes.
Flakes, sound like cereal, Joe. I'm sorry. This,
yep.
You know.
Number 90. Flakes is a sophomore. The kick is up flat, but it's good. No, it's no good. It went off to the right side. 21-6.
And we're back at the kickoff in 1 minute for North Hall on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Back here to Brickyard, 21-6, North Hall leads it. Alvarez to kick for the Indians. High pop-up, going to come down short, going to go way out of bounds. The coach is going to catch it over around the 29-yard line of North Hall. Flag will bring it out to the 35, I believe it is.
Correct.
And North Hall will take over first and 10 right there with 3:40 remaining left in the first half.
Well, this is good field position for the Trojans. Plenty of time to do something with it. Still got a timeout left if that comes into play.
I don't know. I know they wanted to keep it away from running it back, but I don't know that you wanted to kick it out of bounds right there. So it gives them really good field position. Well, it's going to bring it out to the 39.
That must be where it went out of bounds.
Bingo. Exactly what happened.
Okay.
Exactly what happened.
Gotcha. North Hall will take it. They're going to hand off to the big man, Allen. Allen through that first line, through the 40 to the 45. He gets about six on the first down. It'll be second down and four. North Hall's offensive line, Ham, Weaver doing a nice job opening up some holes there, Gary.
Yeah, and Allen doesn't leave much of a crack to get you 5-6 yards.
And off to Allen again, looking to come to the outside. This time to 50, down to the 45. He puts a head down and run through number 13 that time. Parker Cox and gets down to the 33-yard line. Another big gain for number 23, Justin Allen.
That's 28 yards and two plays.
You know, and that time, he just kind of inched his way to the outside. He saw that middle hole close down, and he turned it around the outside end.
Looking to pass. Schliemann bluffs out to the far side, throws it. Complete, I think, to Cable, right on the sideline at the 31.
Yeah, Cable.
You're going to be at the 34-yard line. It's going to be inches from the first down. It'll be second down and very short. Big number 66, Asher Chastain, has come in and filled in nicely for Holloman.
And let's hope he's okay too, Joe.
Yeah, sure do. Wish him well. Split two out to the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark. Second down inches. And off to Justin. Justin takes it. Got the first down 30, 25. Flipped. We did a somersault at the 24, down, or 26, down to the 25.
Four plays has gone, Joe, 36 yards.
Mm-hmm. Started at the 35.
39,
excuse me, yep. Because I was surprised that they gave it up, you said, because of the angle that went out there.
You got Ty Kemp being tended to on the trainer's table right now, taking his shoulder pads off.
That's what happened at that timeout. We didn't know what was going on.
Gotcha.
I think that's what happened.
Schliemann goes to the far side, tries to get it over to Cable. I believe he was incomplete, out of bounds, so it'll be second down and 10 now. And I'll check on Ty at halftime. Second down 10, 2:28 in the quarter, 21-6 North Hall leads.
He's
Carlson
got,
coming out.
Got ice on that left ankle, guys.
Ah.
He may be done for the night.
McGarvey comes in for Carlton, one man in motion, Schliemann to pass. Gets over to Allen. Allen trying to get ahead of steam. Really can't do it, but he flips, slides around one guy, gets back to the original line of scrimmage to the 25.
And Gary's probably why he saw Wyatt Tumbling catch that touchdown pass.
Yep.
Because Ty was injured.
Caleb Wendell at the bottom of the pile at 5'11", 175. Tied up Allen's ankles that time. That's not Justin's fort right there. He's more of a straight-ahead bully kind of guy.
Third down, 10. Four wide out. Schliemann back to pass. Throws it complete over to Carlson at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, quarter touchdown.
Wow. 7 plays, 61 yards on that drive. And it make it look easy, Joe.
Yep. They, so far, on the after that first drive, the last four drives have looked fairly easy for North Hall.
Boy, somebody's going to get chewed out over there on the Lumpkin County sidelines.
Yeah.
That was busted coverage all the way. He hit him in stride. And there was nobody around him. I mean, nobody.
Gray, the long snapper, to McGarvey. The kick by Vining up and good. 28-6 with 1:47 left in the half.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
North Hall started the game going 3-0. Since that time, they've scored four straight times, leading 28-6.
1:47, Vining comes up to the 40. Another worm burner down. Going to come down, picked up at about the 15 by zero. Wolf. Wolfman picks it up. He's out to the about the 26. Flags come in from side judge and the white hat. I'm behind. I don't know what they're going to call. It looks like it's going to have something on North Hall. As the flags came in there fast and furious.
Probably 15 yards too, Joe. With that, the Indians want to go ahead and score here, and then they get the ball to start in the second half.
They'd like to get a twofer right here.
Absolutely.
At least get some points out of this possession. By the way, that's Parker Carlton's second touchdown of the night. He's got one rush, and now he's got one receive.
Oh, it's going to be holding on Lumpkin County.
Ooh, how about that?
Okay. Well, I thought it was going to be against the dark jerseys. It's going to be against the light jerseys. It's going to push him back 10 from where it was right there at the 26 back to the – well, from the 28 back to the 18-yard line is where it'll start. Lumpkin will have it with 1:41 remaining and got to go 82 yards.
Yeah, nice contrast in uniforms tonight, Joey.
Yes.
Pick it up pretty easy, that dark purple on the white.
Yeah, see the numbers pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I like those thick numbers that North Hall has on their uniforms. Make it easy for the old guys up here, this old guy to see it anyway.
Yeah.
First down at the 18. Double tights on this side, going to stack on top of each other. Rolls out to the far side. Is it intercepted?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
It did.
Number 5, Carwood, I think, dove right there at the 34 and intercepted for the Trojans.
The third turnover of the ball game.
Threw it to the wrong guy, Joe.
Yeah.
He had another receiver open.
Hester just threw it a little low right there, and Harwood looked like he just dove in there and took it out off the top of the turf. And got the interception. North Hall with a chance to widen that lead right here, Gary.
Yeah, and you got a minute 36, 96 seconds. You still got a timeout. They may try to go for seven more here.
Oh, absolutely. Think about momentum going into the locker room at halftime.
Heavens, yes. Justin Allen, single setback, four wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. Sleeman from the 34-yard line. Back looking to pass. Got a little time. Man coming on him late. Alex trying, and now he's trying to get through. He throws it over the top, incomplete. Threw it right over the top of Jack McCloskey, who was covered, but he kind of threw it in an empty zone where nobody could have a chance to catch it.
Yeah, he just had to chunk that one where there wasn't anybody because he didn't want to take the sack.
Not a bad incompletion there.
Second down, 10 yards to go, 1:28 on the clock. Dawson Gray will be on the far side at the tight end. Three wideouts all on the near side. McCloskey, Cole, Cable, and McGarvey. Hand off to Allen. Allen bounces off one guy down to the 30, down to the 29. Give him about four. It'll be third down now and about five with 1:17.
Obviously, you want the touchdown, but I tell you, Walker Viney's got a pretty good leg. And as you already said, he's 3 out of 4 field goals this year.
Yeah, his longest 32, but we've seen him. He's gotten better all year. Sleeman looking to pass. Got him on the far side. Complete. Cole Cable caught it at the 20. Man trying to drag him down, he does. Got a flag coming in there late. See what's going to be about the back judge.
I think it's North Hall, I bet you.
Who was that way over there? 22?
Oh, as far
Michael
as defense?
Popko that had him.
Yeah, Popko.
Trying to, he just wouldn't let him go, and he had somebody else come up.
Did the back, the trailing guy helping to try to assist on the tackle, did he do the infraction, or is it going to be something on North Hall?
They're looking, they're pointing towards North Hall, so yep. They're backing up against North Hall. It's going to be a illegal use of hand on North Hall, and it'll back them up after that first down reception. It'll back them up. It'll still be third down, but it'll back them up to where it was instead of first and 10 with 58 seconds. It'll be third down and 6.
You got to play with a little bit of urgency now, Joe.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to get it down into the 15 anyway to give Walker a shot at it. You got Parker Carlton on the right side of his quarterback, Sleeman with four wideouts. Sleeman back to pass, coming on him in a hurry. Gets it all, and Parker drops it. But he had a guy right on him. That would have been awful tough right there, Gary.
Yeah, just threw it up. Just a little bit ahead of him, but it was another one of those catchable balls. He just had a little bit too much forward momentum, Joe, and that kind of messed up his reception.
Mike Nichols right on his heels right there, and I don't know if Parker would have got much if he'd, because Nichols was right there on him.
Well, I think you're too far for a.
Yeah.
Let's see, it'd be a 42-yard attempt.
Yeah, offense. 47-yard
attempt. No.
Schlema staying out with one back. That's Carlton. Alex takes the snap. Looks. Want to go in a hurry. Finds a man. Complete over to this side. He dances in. McCloskey down inside the 20 to the 16-yard line.
Wow.
Look at Jack McCloskey, the young guy, come up there and make the grab.
Mason Melanson saves the touchdown.
Jack, a junior.
First down, Trojans.
How about that? First down with 42 seconds. North Hall still has a timeout left. Ball is at the 16, first and 10.
Yeah, you kind of do what you want to do right now.
You can. You still got the timeout, and you got 42 seconds. Anything in your playbook, really. Schlieman wipes his hands on his towel, rolls out to the right side, looking, looks for a man, finds Cole in and out of the hands. Cole Cable wanted to catch it. When he pulled it down, I think it hit off his knee as it came up and bounced it out of
hands. Well,
hands.
Joe, with Ty injured now, do you just keep going to Cole, or do you want to bring somebody else in? Like a McCloskey.
Well, I think that's why McCloskey caught that last one, Gary.
Exactly.
Popko is closing in on him. Might have heard a few footsteps there, but just a little out of his reach.
But, Joe, don't forget Smith McGarvey.
Yep. Yeah, that Swiss Army knife is in the game as always. McGarvey, McCloskey on the near side. Cable on the far side. Greg sitting back off the line from the tight end, back in the slot. Going to put McGarvey in motion. Carlton is the run back. They hand it off right in the middle to somebody. Was that Parker? Yeah, Parker had it and didn't get anything. He might have lost a yard or two.
He just did a little shovel pass. Yep. Just kind of
timeout, North Hall.
That's our last one. Watch the clock here. We'll keep it right here.
28 seconds left. North Hall takes a quick timeout. A little shovel pass, like Gary said, to Parker right there. And he lost about 2 yards. It's going to be third down and 12.
Well, now you got a reasonable shot for Walker Vining now. What you got to do, though, remember, this is a third down play, so, and you can't clock it, because if you clock it,
you're
and you don't make the first down, the ball goes over.
Right.
So you got to really
work
on this. You
got
to throw it to the sidelines, I think, guys, or throw it in the end zone one.
Yeah. Well, with 28, you may, if you get some positive yardage down inside, the say, the 15 down to around the 10, you may have time to clock it, but you have to hurry.
Hurry.
But it'd be fourth down then. And then do you put Walker in to kick it, or do you try one more play in the end zone?
Well, it's a third down.
It's
play
third
right
down,
now,
so they have to get a first down. You're right.
Yep.
Right.
So you can't clock it. You'll be kicking it on fourth down if you don't make the first down.
Right.
Correct. Correct.
So
you got to play with.
That's what I said. You got to throw it either to the sidelines or get out of bounds, or you got to throw it in the end zone.
They had to come out of the timeout now. Third down and 12. You're going to split out. Jacob Adams is going to be a wide out on the far side with Cole Cable. McCloskey on the near side. You've got Allen back kind of up in front in a slot position along with Gray. Schlieman back to pass. One guy coming on him in a hurry. He's going to sack him.
Well, that's what you didn't want right there.
Yep.
That's your half.
Big number 57, River Kelly. Delayed nose guard blitz right there. River came in untouched. And made the grab. It's going to be fourth down. They got to go forward with 10.
6 foot, 220, and he hit him hard.
He takes it, looking to pass, throws it deep down the sideline, over to McCloskey's head, incomplete. It'll go over on downs with 2 seconds left.
Well, now just the whole world's back on pass defense. All right.
Yep.
If you're Lumpkin, you may just take a knee.
You should.
Yeah, if you throw it deep and something weird happens, like they get a pick six.
Yep.
Now that comes back to haunt you for sure.
They're taking him over on the sideline. I don't know if Lumpkin's taking a timeout or I think Coach Heath Webb is just talking to him. Now they're coming out from the bunch on the far side.
Well, this would be a true Hail Mary. I mean, everybody go long and let me just chunk it.
Four wideouts, three on the far side. Ball in the near hash mark. Going towards the old field house from left to right. Hester takes it, drops it, throws a little screen out to Noah on the far side to 20, 25. Parker Carlton drags him down at around the 25-yard line. That'll end your half right there with North Hall leading at 28-6.
Let's see if we can get something with Sean Pender right fast. We can find him in all this. He usually puts his headset down and runs off.
He knows you there.
He's walking our way, so we'll jump right in front of him real quick. Coach, your defense gave you some opportunities, and your offense took advantage of it. Right now, 28-6.
Yeah, there's a lot of football left to go in this game, so we just got some of our young guys got to step up. We got a lot of injuries right here. That's that's hurting us, but hopefully we'll overcome it. Our guys practice hard, and we get a lot of reps for it.
Well, right now they're kind of doing kind of what you want them to, rather than what they want to do now. They're having to throw it rather than run it.
But they with number six in the backfield, they can run the ball and be quick strike at any time. So this game is still a long way from being over.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck second half. All right, guys. Sean Pender.
All right. He knows how it's going to be. Halftime, North Hall 28, Lumpkin County 6. We're back in 2 minutes with the United Community Halftime Show on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
Welcome back to 97.5 Glory FM's coverage of Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here from the Brickyard. Final time during the regular season, Trojans to play here. They are the number one team in the state in the GHSA according to their power rankings. And Lumpkin County looking to get a win here in the region. They had that tough loss to the GAC team at North Hall beat last week. Next week, Dawson County will be in Dahlonega against the Indians, while North Hall will be at Johnson. Real quick, there's a couple of scores for you before we go to our highlights this evening. It is Pickens on top of Johnson, 42-3 in the second quarter. Also, it is right now, I think I got it right, Nathan, you said it is Dawson County 21-7 over Chestertee. Score we got up in Cleveland is 26-7. GAC on top of White County, and that region 6 AAA game. All of the schools in Region 8 AAA have the night off. They'll resume play next week. It will be at Cherokee Bluff next week to bring you the game between Jefferson and Cherokee Bluff. The Dragons are the number 2 team right behind North Hall in the power rankings coming up this week. So East Hall, West Hall, and Bluff all have the evening off. In Region 8 Quad A play, a tie ball game right now in the second quarter between Flying Branch and Walnut Grove. I'll be talking with John Thompson during the final score this evening about that game. And also it is Eastside over East Forsyth 21-7 in the other score there in Region 8 Quad A. In this ball game here, North Hall got the football to start things off. They went 3 and out, and then it was Lumpkin County taking the football and going all the entire way, going 80 yards, just about they carried the football, throwing him and also running the football with Noah Matthews. Had a great first series there for the Indians. And then it ended up being an interception, which ended that drive for Lumpkin County. North Hall gets the football back with about 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Took it into the second quarter on an 8-minute drive. A fabulous drive for North Hall. And the boy I had now is 18 plays. We'll check with Jody Kenny, the statistician here at halftime, about that. It ends up being this touchdown play for the Trojans.
Got an extra blocking man in there, number 34, Hunter Robertson, in there in the blocking back. They're going to give it to Parker. Parker bust across. What do they say? Touchdown, Trojans!
That was Parker Carlton with his first touchdown of the first half of the Trojans, leading 7-0 at that point with about 10 minutes to go in the first half. And then it was the Indians getting the football. They fumble on their next possession. North Hall takes over and has this scoring drive.
Cable on the far side, split out. Sleeman looking to pass, another short pass right in there to Kemp. Kemp at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, trying to beat the guy to the corner. He does, touchdown, Trojans.
North Hall leading 14-0 at that point. This time around, North Hall stops the Indians on their drive, and they have another big play for the Trojans.
Sleeman looking to pass, rolls out the far side, throwing it down the middle, got a man, caught it, touchdown Trojans, holy mackerel, wide tumbling, I believe, caught it at the one and stepped into the end zone.
Tumlin filling in for an injured Ty here in the first half of a play. Ty Kemp going down with the injury in the second quarter. North Hall lead 21-0. Then the Indians came back, and a really big drive for them with the running of Noah Matthews getting a big play for the Indians.
Hand off to Nolan. Matthews across the 40, 35, big burst, 30, 25, 20. Somebody's got to catch him, 10, 5, touchdown Indians.
After a penalty, moved the ball back 5 yards on the PAT. They missed the point after, making it 21-6 North Hall at that point. And then North Hall had one more opportunity to score in the first half.
Four wide out. Sleeman back to pass. Throws it complete over to Carlton at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, quarter touchdown.
Parker Carlton, second touchdown of the first half. First receiving has also got that rushing touchdown for North Hall here at halftime. And North Hall had a chance to score after there was another turnover on an interception from the Indians, but could not convert there. They went for a fourth down play and missed it, and the Indians end up running out the clock to stop the first half of play. 28-6 in favor of North Hall. We're back aboard the United Community Halftime Report in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins, your representative to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And here at halftime at Northall, the Trojans lead the Lumpkin County Indians 28-6. And Joe's back with me now for a quick little break. You got some halftime stats for us, buddy?
I do. Let me swap out of that one and go back over here to the stat man. Walked in and got those a second ago. Northall, the scoring coming in the second half. Northall with 28. Lumpkin with 6. Northall... Carlton scored on a 5-yard run with a vining kick at the 10-10 mark, and Ty Kemp scored a 28-yard pass from Schliemann at the 7:29 mark. Wyatt Tumlin on a 29-yard pass from Schliemann at the 5:13, and Carlton scored for North Hall, 25-yard pass from Schliemann and vining kick. That's the 28 for North Hall. Let me get down here to the other end. Penalties, North Hall had 5 for 65, Lumpkin 3 for 20. Total yards, North Hall had 205 passing, 96 rushing, 148 total for Lumpkin, 47 passing, 101 rushing for Lumpkin County. For North Hall, had Alex Schliemann 5 carries, 16 yards, Justin Allen 6 for 64, Tumlin 2 for 6, Carlton 4 for 5. And he had a touchdown running. Schliemann, 19 of 25, 205 yards, 3 touchdown passes. Cable caught 5 balls for 40 yards. Ty Kemp, 3 for 46 in the touchdown. McGarvey, 3 for 30. Tumlin, 2 for 32, a touchdown. Dawson Gray, 2 for 15. Parker Carlton, 2 for 28 in a touchdown. McCluskey, 1 for 14 in a big first down there in the second quarter. For rushing for Lumpkin, Nolan Matthews, 11 carries, 105 yards, 40 is his longest. He's got a TD. Mason Hester, 2 for negative 4. Hester's 3 of 10, 47 yards. McLean Powell, or Mac Powell, 1 for 27 catching. Martin Hulsey, 2 for 20 yards on him.
And you can see, Joe, from that standpoint, Nolan Matthews, he can rush for 200 yards. You can end up losing the ball game because those turnovers have been killing the Indians here in the first half.
Yeah, the two turnovers really hurt them. And North Hall was able to capitalize and score both times on them. You know, they went down and had the ball. That one long one was 8 minutes drive. The other drives were all 2 minutes or less, pretty much. The one drive that made it 21-0 was about 2 minutes and a half. But they had an 8-minute drive, about a minute drive on the two play, 41-yarder. 2.5 minutes on three plays, 7 play, 61 yards, in about a little over 2 minutes. So, you know, that one time-consuming drive kind of set the stage.
Yep.
And the other ones, they took advantage after the turnovers and went down bang, bang, and scored quickly.
And you know that's what Coach Webb's got to be working on here at halftime, is that guys got to take care of football.
Exactly. They'll get the ball coming out after the half. They want to go down and put points on the board. They'd love to have that touchdown here after half to cut the lead down in half if they can, if they can get a two-point conversion here in the second half and cut it down to 28-14. But if North Hall can be opportune like they were in the first half and get a turnover or hold them on, you know, to a punt or whatever, then North Hall come down and score, and then you're really playing catch-up bad.
And really the big thing for North Hall right now, again, if you win this football game, destiny's in your hands when it comes to winning the region championship, being the number one seed. You go to the Dungeon next week and take on Johnson, a game you know you're going to win.
Yep.
And it's okay. Then you're 9-0 going into the last game of the regular season, but then next week you may have a chance to play some younger guys because
exactly.
I've had the injury bugs hitting you tonight.
I'm glad you brought that point up, Mike, because that might be a game next week. If you go out there and you get a touchdown or two two-score lead early, you start seeing a lot of young guys play just to keep the injuries out of the picture. You know Mason McGill won't be there depending on how tight he is. He won't play next week. You know, and some of these other guys that have not been playing a lot, you might see a lot of underclassmen out of these 26, 27 seniors. You might see a lot of young ones play next week.
And why not? Tonight was the night for seniors. Next week, play some younger guys.
Exactly. And it might be at a really good time here as you got one more game after that with Dawson County, which will be a tough game.
Oh, absolutely.
Before the playoffs begin. And then you would love to finish in the top two so you can host three or four playoff games here at the Brickyard. And that's an ideal situation. North Hall still has to win tonight to really continue to make that stepping stone for their goals this year.
And if they win tonight, they're going to be still the number one team in the state when it comes to the power rankings.
Yes.
The way the Georgia High School Association compiles those. A couple of things we mentioned next week, North Hall will be at Johnson. Johnson High has decided to go non-region when it comes to playing football for the future. And, Joe, I really believe I don't see them ever playing a region schedule ever again with this new power rankings formula that the GHSA has. Unless they were to go, you know, down to maybe a Giza, that kind of thing. But it's not going to happen, them being a public school.
Right.
So it's like their future when it comes to football is that we have, how much do you love playing football?
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, you hate it for the kids. You hate it for the coaches that put as much time and blood, sweat, and tears into it, if you will.
But isn't that what you and I were talking about? That's one of the horrible things about this new format.
Yep. It is. Well, and the tough thing is you and I were talking about this last week, is now if they go non-region, who's going to play them?
Bingo.
You know, because if they're not region, North Hall doesn't have to play them. If the regions were to stay the same next year, which they could, they may change. But if they stayed the same, that's one less region opponent in football. Well, is Johnson still going to play the North Halls, the Dawsons? Probably not, because it's not. It would affect them negatively in the PSR, and then it would if they were to play somebody else.
Yep.
You know, so I don't think that's not going to help the North Halls, the Dawsons, the Chesterton, Cherokee Bluffs on that.
It's not going to help the teams that are in that rebuilding situation.
Exactly.
In the future for that standpoint. We all play the best 32 in the future playing for a state championship. And by the way, you'll find out, you know, it's going to change next year. It's just say things that remain the same they are right now. This region would be Quad A instead of Triple A because they're renaming all of the classifications again. So this will be still the same classification, but it'll be called Quad A coming up in 26 and 27. We're here at halftime here at North Hall in the last home game of the regular season for the Trojans. They're leading Lumpkin County. It's a big rivalry, and it is a huge rivalry, friends.
Yes.
It's halftime here at North Hall with the Trojans leading Lumpkin County 28-7. Back at 28-6, I should say, 28-6. We're back with more of the United Community Halftime Report in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
United Community has proudly served our community's banking needs for 75 years. We've put our customers first since the very beginning. Need a mortgage that fits your budget? Ready to turn your side hustle into a small business? No matter what your goals are, we're here to help you meet them. Because for 75 years, we've listened to our customers and tailored our financial services to fit their needs. And we're not stopping anytime soon. Go to ucbi.com to learn how we can serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 421841.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC. Innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
We get ready for the second half here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you. Harper LaBelle with Dave Cohen getting ready for Saturday night college football with Georgia State and Georgia Southern in the Georgia Grown Bowl. And it's State, not Southern, on 97.5 Glory FM. The Panther pregame show begins at 6:30. Kickoff the game at 7. Full day of football in the state of Georgia. Georgia Tech plays Duke and Durham at 12 o'clock noon. Georgia and Ole Miss from Sanford Stadium, Dewey Field, at 3:30 right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Your home for college football in the Gainesville-Hall County area. It's Georgia State and Georgia Southern starting at 6:30. The pregame show kick at 7 p.m. here only on 97.5 Glory FM. Joe, before we get ready for the second half, about some score updates what you got. Tell me about
what I've got right now. George Walton is over Riverside Military, Riverside Prep, excuse me, at halftime, 22-0. Flair Branch, 21. Walnut Grove, 14 at the half. And Gainesville over Chattahoochee, 48-0 at the half. That's the three that I've got most updated right there, Mike.
And you're going to see a lot of young elephants playing in the second half of that ball game as they get ready. They wrap up the regular season, Joe, next week at City Park.
Yep.
For the region championship against Roswell.
Yep. They wrap it up next week. They'll have Halloween also. Everybody can go trick-or-treating. And I'm sure what Coach is going to do down there is they're going to do trick-or-treat on Bobby Groom Field, so that way he can make sure everybody is safe.
There you go. Why not?
Exactly. I think just set up something around the field as trick-or-treat and go from there for sure.
Give you an idea. George Walton's going to win the Region 4 AAA Quad A Championship. They are a Quad A team, so is Riverside Prep. The lone AAA team in that region is Lakeview Academy. Coach Lee Coleman's team playing at Athens Christian. Now, they will be in the state playoffs on Halloween night. And the big question, will they be able to play a home game? He told me that yesterday, getting ready for game plan, they won last week, but they fell another spot in the power rankings in the GIAA. Right now they're the number 9 team, which means they would play on the road if things remain the same in the next couple of weeks. But they'll have one more game on the schedule. They'll be at Loganville Christian coming up next week before they start the playoffs with the GIAA on Halloween night. Hopefully it'll be at Lakeview Academy.
I hope so. Another halftime score, Buford over Central Gwinnett, 41-0. Going on down my list here. Give me a second as I go through here.
You said in 7 Quinta, you said Seckinger was leading Johns Creek 44-0. The Gladiators still have not scored a point this year, which is incredible.
Oglethorpe County continuing their winning ways here in the third quarter, 17-7 over Commerce. That's the horn for the end. Now they have 3-minute warm-up period.
Yep.
Let's see.
Commerce, by the way, winless on the season, first time in school history.
Yep.
And Oglethorpe County, it looks like they're going to be in the state playoffs.
Mm-hmm. First time in a while for them, several years, for sure. I'm sliding on down looking at scores here, Michael. I'm sorry. Jackson County over Winder Barrow, 34-7 at the half.
And the Panthers got a chance to win their region in 8 Quinta.
Yes, they do. And playing really well. I say surprised, but they've been building that program the last few years.
Sure,
I
have.
Think now the question or the big thing when Houston High School comes on online in a couple of years, how much that's going to affect them?
How will the lines be drawn from that standpoint?
Yep.
We'll take one more 1 minute timeout, Nathan. Get back with the second half of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
And we're getting ready for it as Lumpkin County get the football to start the second half, trailing 28-6. And, Joe, here's where they have to score.
Yeah, I would think they have to get a touchdown. Now, they could probably get a field goal to cut it to 28-9, but you know that Coach Webb wants to put 7 or 8 on the board right here to try and cut it in half, if you will, before they go any further here. If they wind up turning it over or going over on downs or punting to North Hall, North Hall comes down and scores pretty quick, Mike, that's going to be tough. 35-6, you're looking at four or five scores at that point. And that'll be tough because North Hall can kind of play loosey-goosey, if you will, on the defensive side of football at that point.
And you look at, you know, Lumpkin County traditionally just uses one running back.
Right.
Go back to when Cal Faulkner was a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You used basically Mason there as their running back.
Right.
Go back to the way old days when they used the purple Dillinger, they called it. You had Chubby Mincy back in the day. That's all. Yep. He Chubby would run the football.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, over the last, what, 8-10 years, they've had pretty good running backs.
Yes, they have.
At Lumpkin County. You know, the guy that they had year before last.
Mason, yeah.
Mason was, you know, he was solid.
Yep.
You and I both thought he could go on and play some. I don't know that he did, but
nope, didn't.
He decided not to. A lot of kids decided not to. Walker Vining, in the start, the second half of Kick the Ball, you've got Wolf, Herbin, and Nolan back up. Man will take it at the 30, out to the 35, and across to about the 39. That was number 34, Caleb Wendell, one of the upbacks, took it and brought it out to the 39-yard line. Noah Kemp will stay in the game defensively for the Trojans. And Mason Hester, along with Nolan Matthews, will bring it out for Lumpkin County to start the third quarter.
And this is the biggest possession of the game so far for the Indians. If they don't do something on this,
I would tend to agree with you on that.
But if they come down and score, now you got a different game.
I would tend to agree with you. Back, and they're going to hand it off to Nolan. Nolan trying to get around the guy. He's only going to get 2 or 3 yards. His big number 60, Jacob Wright, defensive tackle, slides in and helps make that tackle. Also had Wade Haynes come in. Gets about 3. It's going to be second down and 7. And you might see, you know, they're down 3 scores, but you could see ball control and running the ball right here. Nolan's got all positive yards. He got 101 in the first half, Gary.
Well, you know, and you heard Sean Pender say a lot of football left to play, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Yes, sir.
And Nolan runs the football between the tackles.
Here in the third, and you got to establish your game again.
Second down, 7, handoff to Nolan. Big hole, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, trying to get down the sideline last second. Wade Haynes pushes him out inside the 10.
There you go. That's what you need if you're an Indians fan.
Use that running attack. Establish the run with Noah Matthews.
We've got a flag. It's going to be illegal use of hand on the Indians.
Oh, man.
And it's going to come back.
Oh, well, see, now.
Wow.
That's a killer.
Back
that's
at the 43.
Absolute killer.
Yep. Holding illegal use of the hand. Either way, it's against Lumpkin. Back at the 43. So that's where the spot of the foul is. It'll back it up 10 from there. And there, like you said, that's a killer right there because Nolan, huge game, first and goal at the 10 right
there. Yeah, it goes first and goal at the 10, and now you got first and 15 at what, the 40-something?
Well, yep. Again, it was the hole that the offensive line mm-hmm. made for him, and he was able to go through it and do a great job in the secondary against North Hall.
Well, he turned the corner, and then it with speed. Now, he's a lot faster than you think he is.
Than you think he would be, exactly. Soles and Walls kind of pinched in and got the block along with Parker on this near side that last time. Sprung him for almost a 50-yard gain, but all for naught as it pushes it back. It'll be
all the way to the 33.
That second down and about 15 now. Almost 16. Going to fake it this time. Hester's going to roll the far side. Big Robbie Lee chasing him, and they'll throw it. It'll be out of bounds on the far side as Walker Davis on the far side pushes the intended receiver out of bounds just as the ball got there. Gary, that's something that we've talked a little bit but not emphasized. North Hall's done a good job of not pass interfering, and knock on wood, they may be next time. But right. They've made contact right at the point there.
Right as the ball gets there, which, you know, you stop them for the game right there at worst, and at best you make them miss it, which they've been doing.
Third down, about 16 yards to go, 11 minutes exactly, here in the quarter. Hester takes it. Looking to pass, going to throw a live pass over the top, incomplete. And intended receiver was number 10, Martin Hulsey. But the defender on the far side, that was Connor Harwood, step for step with him that time. Connor was out last week. He's back this week and doing a really good job on the receiver on that side.
Well, I said before, guys, is that North Hall's nullifying the height advantage
for
Lumpkin County.
And a pretty good no call there because they were all over each other.
Yep.
And now you got fourth down. So that was such a huge penalty.
Well,
that may very well be the turning point of the game right
could
here
be.
In the second half.
And Lumpkin was able to only keep it for a minute and 4 seconds. You got Lindley and Cable back to catch the punt here from Flakes.
He was a fair catch if possible.
Going to come down, he catches it, and he didn't call fair catch. Lindley at the 40, the 45, down, spins it at the 48 and holds on to the football. Lindley caught it. One man went right by him. I don't know if he thought he had the fair catch, but after Cole Lindley caught it, he gets about 12 yards up to about the 48-yard line. Wow. Colson Howell was the punter right there for Lumpkin County.
Again, only a 31-yard punt, and as you said, about a 12-yard return, Joe. So great field position for the Trojans once again. Now, if they come down, and stick it in the end zone here, it is
over.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, tough.
I hate to ever say over, but I tend to agree with Mike right there. First down at the 48 of North Hall, 10:45 in the quarter.
You had a chance to cut it to two scores.
Yep.
And now you may let them go up four.
Yes. Justin Allen with the handoff, 50, 45. Look at him bullying. Just puts that shoulder and head down and runs right over a guy back there and gets about 8 or 9 yards, Gary, on first down.
About three or four games ago, somebody told us, young man, you know what, son, I believe you can play some football.
Yep.
And he took that to heart, and he just runs over.
Well, ever since, first off, you had Wyatt Tubman get hurt. Then you had Parker Carlton, remember, got hurt.
Yep.
And he's taken over the reins after that point.
Well, sometimes a kid only needs that one chance, and boom, that leave that window cracked, and boom, Justin's taking advantage of it.
Again, he's got more carries than that, Joe, than Carlton
yep,
has.
Yep, a handoff to, this time to Jacob Adams. Jacob, no, that was Wyatt Tumbling. Excuse me, Wyatt scoots across there and gets the first down to 34. Wyatt with about 7 yards on the carry.
And that's what he was doing before he got hurt, Joe.
Wyatt got behind Porter and Chastain in the blocking back right there of Justin Allen, leading that charge, Gary, and got the first down.
Yeah, Patrick Woody finally wrestled him down, but there's another first down. You know, it's like when you're talking about Allen. What was it? Was it Lou Gehrig who somebody got sick or hurt, and he got in the ball game for the Yankees and then never left till he got sick?
That's right.
That's it. First down and 10. Ball's at the 34-yard line of Lumpkin. Sleeman going to take it himself. Ooh, they wrapped him up around the head. No flag. And
yeah, he ducked under it. So they didn't drag him down by the helmet.
But right now, look at guys. North Hall is really establishing a running game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and when you're up three scores, you can do that. You can work on some things. And they're working on their running game right now. I suspect though, what they're doing is they're establishing this running game, and that's going to set up Schliemann to hit one here in a minute.
Well, and Schliemann is running the ball right here is a little bit different a thing than they've done this year. Schliemann back to pass, got time, throws it, threw it behind McCloskey. He ran and got it at the 20, 15, gets away, 10, 5, touchdown, Jack McCloskey.
He just broke two tackles.
Wow. Broke two. It's a touchdown for the Trojans. Jack caught it. The ball was kind of behind him, Gary. He reached back and got it. One guy was at his down around his knees. He got away from him and then broke away from another guy on a shoulder block, if you will, and trotted on the end zone from the 10 all in.
And Joey showed two things. Youngster, he showed some speed and also some strength out there.
Yep.
You and I saw him play baseball back this spring.
Yep.
Well, McCloskey's
sure
a pretty big target, 6'2", 170. I mean, he's tall. And he just went up and got that ball and took it in there. And then Vining sticks it up.
Up and good, 35-6 with 8:59 remaining.
What a turn of events this one is. North Hall up. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at the Brickyard, Vining kicks it off. It tipped off a second layer guy right there, Gary, and then number 34, Caleb Wendell, picks it up around the 30, gets back out to about the 37-yard line. That's where Lumpkin will take it.
Well, that was a 14-point swing, potential 14-point swing.
Yes.
You keep them out of the end zone and kicking an extra point, and you go down and you score and you kick an extra point. So, as I said, potential 14-point swing. And it, that sound that you just heard, that's the air going out of the Lumpkin County balloon.
I tend to agree with you right there, my friend. Mason Hester with four wideouts. Now they got to throw it. They don't have a choice now. They've still got Nolan in the backfield. Going to hand off to Nolan. Nolan's going to get about three right in the middle. And, you know, honestly, other than him bouncing outside when he tries to go between tackles, fellas. North Hall's doing a pretty good job of closing him up right there. He only got a yard on that one.
Well, what they're doing, they're putting four men in the down lineman, and then they're filling in the gaps with the linebacker. So they're stuffing that middle pretty good.
Yep.
And when he can bounce out, or if he can get a crack, now he can take it like he did. He almost took it to the house. But, as you said, between the tackles, they're tough.
Second down, 9. Three wideouts, one guy in the slot. Hester takes it back to pass. Throws his man far side, complete. They played off on him that time. That was number 10, Hulsey. Hulsey drags the guy down across the 45 to the 40-yard line.
Actually, he drug two guys that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, one almost Harwood.
Garwood, and the other one was Michael Donatelli.
But the big question, guys, how many possessions can the Indians have here the rest of the ball game? They got to score every time.
Yep, exactly. They'll have the first down, 8-10 now in the quarter. They got it with 8:53, so in 40 seconds, they've moved it about 20 yards. Back to pass, Hester fakes, then throws a lob pass up in the middle, incomplete.
Oh, that's pass interference all over the place here.
Yep,
on somebody. Let's see. I
got a
flag
back here at the 48. I've got one down at the 21.
That's 15 yards was pass interference.
They're talking to the white hat. They're all chiming in. They wear the little earbuds and everything. They're going to say, they're looking at North Hall, Sean Pender, and doing the decline signal. So I think it's going to be on Lumpkin County. Let's see what they do. It's going to be holding on Lumpkin County. Pass interference on North Hall, so it's
offsetting.
It'll stay where it is, first down and 10.
Joe's going to say at halftime to get a chance to, is that to me, Heath Webb, this is his third head coaching job. He lives here in North Hall County. And talking about the right man at the right place at the right time,
yep.
He and Lumpkin County have been a great fit.
I agree with you 100% on that. Heath is just a good, calming force, does a nice job, and he's really got the football program going again.
Yes, he
you
does.
You know, he's got – looks around 50 kids over there, which is awesome. I know
he's they actually doubled the size of their field house because they're out of room, Joe.
I remember you telling me that. Back to the handoff to no, he's going to keep it. Hester looking, throws a BB incomplete right over the top, but it's incomplete. Intended receiver.
And they got another flag.
Was Mac Powell. Now the flag is back here at the 38.
He got another one at the 35 across the field. So
okay.
Maybe I'll say it again.
But that was not a well thrown ball. He threw it at his
feet. It low. Can't be pass interference. Illegal receiver now. See it downfield. Holy cow. I didn't see that one coming.
He got there in a hurry, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Let's see what the other one was. Are they both the same call?
They're talking to Coach Pender now to see what he wants to.
Maybe two
on
the
Indians. To take.
Yeah,
he wants to take it. The illegal the receiver downfield. So they're going to take it. It'll still be first down, but it's going to back them up 5. It'll be first and 15. Real quick, while I got a chance, Mike, I'd like to say hey to folks I know are listening over in Hartwell, Georgia tonight. And over in Canton, Georgia. Hello to Sissy
Howdy.
And John and over to Miss Roberta tonight.
Welcome.
Glad y'all are listening in.
We appreciate it.
First down and 15 for the Indians. 7:53 and a quarter. One man in motion, far side to near side, stops. Going to get to Nolan, far side, and he's eat up behind the line of scrimmage, Gary. Wow, yeah. Buddy Clark in there on the stop.
The blitzing linebackers coming in there.
And that's
Buddy
what you
Clark,
can do now. With a 4-score lead, you can do that, guys.
And we talked about, you know, how Clark is always around the ball.
Robbie Lee, Jacob Wright, they're coming off now. But that's going to make it third down and 15 now. They're able to swap guys in and out.
There's a possible running clock in this thing in the fourth quarter.
Daniel Guevara. A junior defensive lineman in the game now. And defensive end on the far side for the Trojan. Ball going left to right as you look at your radio dial. Threw it behind his receiver. Way behind him that time.
Busted play.
Yeah.
He zigged when he should have zagged. And I mean, there wasn't anybody close to that ball. Any shirt color.
Yeah, he was a straight inside. He was on the hash marks, and the ball landed out here near the numbers.
Well, this is what happens when you're down, 35-6. You start making mistakes, mental mistakes, too.
Good point.
And if you're not careful, you're going to throw a pick. And it might not be just a pick. It might be a pick six unless you're careful.
Well, the concentration. I know you're trying to concentrate, but maybe you don't enough or too much. Three wideouts. Fake to the running back, Matthews. A man coming on him. That was holding. Didn't call it. Looking to pass it. Hester incomplete over here at the North Hall sideline.
Yep. Closer to me than it was much to anybody else.
Yep.
I'm way on the sidelines. I'm staying away from people now. I've already got an injury.
Yeah, got the one caught up there. Colton Lee, intended receiver, but it was well out of bounds.
That brings up a fourth down now.
Fourth down, about 16 yards to go. And Hester's still in there. I think they got to go for it, but, I mean, who knows what they'll do. I don't know that I might punt it.
Well, what's happening, Joe, this loss here is going to knock the Indians back down to almost fourth spot in the region.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to try to go for
something. I'm trying to go for it. You got two, three wideouts, one guy in the slot. Hester fakes, rolls to this side, throws it. Oh, almost intercepted. Guevara, the new defensive end over there, almost came up and picked it off. Wow. Daniel, if he'd have picked that off, he might have had a pick six right there, Gary.
Yeah, that was what we're talking about. And there was somebody right behind him, too.
Yep.
And Gary, what happened, Joe, I mentioned about this loss for Lumpkin County, they would be either, what, seed 25 through 32 in the first round of the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Donatelli was backing him up. If it bounced up, they had the tip drill, somebody would have come down with that ball. That was not a well-thrown ball either. That's what happens when you get a little bit of desperation going.
He used the pressure on you, too.
Balls to 46, 6:57 in the third. North Hall three wide. That's going to hand off to Allen. Allen trying to get around the guy. Does down to the 50, the 49, and brought down. He gets about a 4.5-yard gain right across midfield for the Trojans. Justin Allen, power running behind those big guys on the other side. Henry Weaver, Cade Hawthorne, Eli Hamm on the far side.
And here, this flashback you mentioned a moment ago is almost running clock. I remember years ago when Dave Bishop was coaching here, they were running out of time in the third quarter and ended up kicking a field goal to make it a running clock in the fourth quarter, so North Hall's got an opportunity here to do it.
Yeah.
Second down, about 6 yards to go. Tumbling in the backfield now. They throw it all, threw it behind the intended receiver, Dawson Gray.
Joe, that first half, Sleeman, I had completed 76% of his passes.
Yeah, 19 of 25.
Yes.
You know, and I hate to jinx him, but Alex has been in the high 70s or higher with his throwing percentage all year long.
And he is now well over 2,000 yards passing
yes.
for the season.
He had over 200 yards in the first half, so exactly right, Gary.
That's why his quarterback rating is so high.
Third down, 6 yards to go, 6:20 here in the quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts, balls on the far hash mark, going right to left as you look at your radio dial. Sleeman back to pass, got a little time, flakes out to the far side, throws it short. Dawson Gray caught it, but he's going to be short, or is right on the line. They might be getting a first down right there, fellas.
So, Gary, I thought, here's another color for your coloring, your crayon box, Gary. How about Dawson Gray? How about that color? Do you like that color?
Mm-hmm. No, it was incomplete. They said he was out of bounds, juggling or whatever.
Well, he needed 24 yards to go to 2,000. You said he had 200?
At halftime, yes.
Yeah.
200 at halftime. So he may wind up with 2,200 yards or more on the season by the end of this night.
Must have been a hole.
Which is a heck of a thing.
Yeah. Holding penalty on the Trojans, so they'll come back. It'll be third down now in about 15.
Yeah, I would have taken the penalty, too, even though the down would have gone over that. You want to back them up.
Pushes them back to about between the 40 and 41. We'll call it the 40, 6:13. Third down, about 16 yards to go. Four wideouts, three near side. Sleeman rolls to this side. Got a flag. That'll be holding on the Trojans. Sleeman going to throw it. Ladies out of the tackle box. It's incomplete, but he's just trying to get rid of it. And it's going to come.
And Joe, they cannot do this in the playoffs.
Oh, exactly.
I think now you take the play because that brings up fourth down, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Because you want the ball back. But you got to get your playing field position too, Gary.
Yep. Third, we're going to make it fourth down. They took the play. It'll be fourth down. They will punt it from the
only second time in the game.
41, yep. Walker Vining in the game.
Yeah. Walker got, what, about a 41-yarder his first punt.
Exactly.
First and only punt of the night.
On the first possession.
He'll punt it down. You've got Colson Howell and Wolf. Wolf and Colson back deep. Good snap.
Wow.
Good kick by Vining. Look at that. Vining's fair catch. Call four down at the 23-yard line. And that's where Lumpkin will take it with 6:01.
And, Gary, I was telling Joe during halftime, you didn't hear us talking, is that to me this game is very reminiscent of the North Hall Chesapeake game. Remember, Chesapeake had that long drive in their first possession. Same thing with Lumpkin tonight. At that point, North Hall just shut down the offense of Lumpkin County.
Yeah. That one, by the way, went for 36 yards. So that's pretty good for his average there. And that's about
not bad
what
net,
you
though.
Backed him up to the – well, they're going to put it at the 23.5, so they call it the 24. Yeah, you're right. And it's just how one or two plays can just change the whole complexion of a ball game.
Yeah.
as Esther Georgia
takes
last week.
It back, hands off to Matt Nolan. Nolan got bounced out. He rolled off one guy. Going to be close and does have the first down out to the 37-yard line.
Got a good spin move, Nolan.
Yes, he
does.
Right got there. About 11, maybe 12 yards. He hit that guy, kind of lowered his head, bounced off one guy, rolled out to his right, a little pirouette out to the 37.
Well, look at it, guys. Lumpkin County has not had an easy schedule this year.
No.
And look at the number of yards that Nolan's already compiled this year.
Mm-hmm.
Good word, pirouette, by the way. Millar on the tackle.
Well, he got over 1,300 yards. A handoff to Nolan again. Nolan bounces off one guy, close to another first down, about eight or nine more on that carry across the 45 to the 46.
Somebody missed him in the backfield, and they had to corral him. See, and that's what they got a, you know, they were moving the ball with him running the ball, mm-hmm. and then they got away from that. And then it was pretty much North Hall ever since then.
Third down, 1 yard to go. 5:06 in the quarter, second down and one, excuse me.
Well, if you're Lumpkin County guys, you look at this, you know, we're one or two plays away from making this a pretty competitive ball game.
Three wide outs, two on the near side. Esther back to pass. Fakes again. Now he's going to roll the far side. He'll get the first down and run out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. Good job by Mason that time, Gary, to run out. He pumped fake one time hard and then took off the far side.
Well,
picked up about 3 yards.
You got to keep the sticks moving.
Yeah.
And that's what he was wanting to do right there. Got that first down.
He got out to the 48. They'll give him that. He got the first down by a yard. Wait, there might be a penalty.
He got something on the ball
this time. It's a holding or something to do with the hands. It moves him on out there to the 44-yard line of North Hall. It'll be first and 10 for the Indians.
Yeah, it might have been a defensive holding or a face mask. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. That was a quick sign by our official, Mr. Hammond.
At the end of the play.
First down, 4:48 and a quarter. Snap back to Hester. Hester back to pass, fakes, looks again. They step in there. Big lineman's going to come in and wrap him up. Another guy comes in. That'll be, and they finally finish him off right there. His number at 43. They finally finished him off right there. Or 33.
Yeah, it was 43.
Guevara. Yeah.
Well, guys are cutting down the passing lanes, and right now Hester's not anybody to throw to.
Right. Well, he took a step up there, took that big pump fake like he's going to throw it deep, Gary, and then he took a couple steps up, and by the time he did that, Guevara just caught him from behind.
I thought Guevara, for a minute there, was just going to lay him out, but he recovered enough and got to himself to kind of buckle himself up a little bit, hunched over so he didn't just get completely clotheslined.
But remember that first drive, guys, he was able to hit that best spot in the zone defense in North Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't done it since.
That's 4-3, smacked it with two, handoff to Nolan. Nolan trying to go through the middle. Not just ran by a linebacker, but the defensive back came up and got him, Parker Carlton, and it looked like
Portillo.
Yeah. Came up and knocked him down and was able to. It was a second down and about 14. He gave him about 8 or 9. His third and down now and about 5. So I give him 9 on the carry.
Yeah, you got to admire these kids that put number 0 on. You know, you got to have some confidence to do that.
Yep. Third down, 5 to go. Hand off to Nolan. Nolan trying. Oh, he won't get there. They keep pushing. And he gets about to the 37.
Boy.
Still going to be about 3 yards short.
Somebody stood him up, but he, to his credit, he just got his legs back up under him and kept pushing ahead.
Gary, you talk about the leg strength working in the weight room and everything, and Nolan, you can see it on that kid. You saw it on the last kid that was at
a lot of squats
a few years ago, all those leg squats. Fourth down now, 3 yards to go.
You got to give it to him, I would think.
Oh, yeah, but you I don't think you try to run between the tackles. You got to give him a little crack here or something.
See if they're going to let the clock run down, and I don't know why they wouldn't take it. Now they take the timeout. Right there.
We'll take it with. We're back in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back here at the Brickyard, fourth down and three. Lumpkin going for it right here. Back to pass is Hester. Got a man over there at about the 32-yard line. He got the first down. And that's going to be number 10, Martin Hulsey.
Well, gutsy call.
Catch. And got a flag down at the 33 and a Lumpkin County player down.
That may be a dead ball, Joe.
Might be after the fact hit him. Harwood brought him down. Harwood coming off the field now on this side. Got his. No, he's not. He's going to stay out there. Let's see if it's going to be a penalty against Lumpkin or against North Hall right here. White hat's talking to the side judge. See what we've got. We've got a penalty or a Lumpkin guy on the far side is Cody. The North Hall trainer is going to walk across, see if he can be of any assistance. I think that's Martin Hulsey, the receiver, but I'm not 100% sure. They're not going to let us know anything on the penalty for a few seconds now.
Yeah, his health is number one right now.
Yeah.
Man, we've had some guys go down tonight. You hate seeing that by anybody.
I hate to see any guys go down.
And that's the reason in the fourth quarter when you got a lead, you start taking your people out.
We've had Holland and Kemp now.
Yep. It's going to be a personal foul on North Hall. Probably a late hit, I'm guessing, but it'll give Lumpkin the first down. And they will move it on down a few more yards.
Inside the red zone.
Yep. It will be down inside the 20 at about the 16 is where it's going to be there, fellas.
But is that Hulsey?
Well, they've been down here before, and they haven't come away with anything.
If it is.
Yes, that is Hulsey. He's got his helmet off over on the training table or on the bench. Yeah, he's on the training table on the far side, but he walked over there on his own. All right. Hester will bring him up. One wide out on either side, a slot, a tight end. Matthews behind Hester at the 16. A handoff to Nolan. Nolan across the 15. No, they knock him down to the 16-yard line. Wow. Well, that was number 34 right there. Hunter Robertson, that defensive end, got up there quickly, Gary, and knocked him down.
Well, as I said before, they've been down here before, but they've come away with nothing. The only score that's been in the game for Lumpkin County was that 40-yard run by Matthews.
That's a hard hit there, too.
154. Now, guys, they've had it for 4 minutes on this drive. Started to throw 24. They're in the red zone with 147 in county. Second down, 11. Hester. Hands off to Matthews. Matthews, a host of green jerseys, knocks him down to 15.
Well, they're just spotting him now.
Yep.
They've got somebody. They got two or three people on him because they know he's their only weapon so far.
Jacob Wright, Buddy Clark, in on the tackle. Gets one, gets two. Third down and nine.
And I'm crediting that a lot to the North Hall pass defense. They showed me something this game that they maybe haven't shown me before. Because, you know, he's a decent quarterback and he's got decent receivers. But so far, they've only got 6 points.
Down to 105. Seven on the play clock. Takes it with six. Mason fake. Oh, and the man got in and sacked him. That looked like a big Parker Carlton, one of the linebackers. And it was. Parker Carlton knocks him down.
That's at least his third sack of the game.
Parker Carlton. At 197 pounds, and that was almost a blindside.
Like a bull.
He was turned away from Carlton, and Carlton came from the right side, the defensive right. And you had the Lumpkin County guy, the quarterback, number 14 there, turned away. Mason Hester facing the other way. And Carlton just laid him down.
Got a North Hall player that's sitting on his backside, and that's Parker Carlton. But now he's up and walking.
I think
it's going to be a timeout on the field right here, Mike. I'm not sure who called it.
Let's take it with them.
Not sure if they're going to. I didn't see them call a timeout, but both teams reached their sideline.
All right, we'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's flu season in North Georgia, and now is the time to take care of yourself and get your flu shot at Riverside Pharmacy. Nobody wants to be hit with the flu bug, but if you haven't had your shot yet and you've been bitten with the flu, the pharmacists at Riverside Pharmacy in Gainesville can help you too. They can fill your prescription with expert care and have you up and going before you know it. And they're your headquarters for all of your over-the-counter needs. Riverside Pharmacy, across the street from City Park, serving Gainesville for over 60 years.
Fourth down and 17. Hester trying to throw it over the top. Oh, we've got a flag coming down. It's going to be pass interference. Forced him to the sideline, and he couldn't get around it there.
They had him pinned against the sidelines, and somebody must have been bumping him.
First down, half the distance.
And I don't think he even had to make contact right there. It looked like the ball was out of bounds anyway.
It was uncatchable.
Yeah.
Now, that was – we just bragged on the secondary and the pass defense. That was not smart. That's the way it always works out, isn't it, huh?
Yep, that's how it usually works out, exactly. But that'll give him a – it's going to be fourth down.
No, it's first down, Joe. With a pass interference, it should be a first down, shouldn't it?
Well, it's showing
half the distance.
They put it down at the 14 or the 11-yard line.
They flipped over the.
Now they flipped it over. First down at the 11 or 12. Looks like.
Now they flipped it back over to 4.
Yep.
So what's the call here? Let's see.
Ron, who our referee expert, isn't that a first down pass interference?
Well, he's saying something that I'm kind of confused here.
I think everybody is.
Fourth down and 6 is what is showing on the scoreboard, and when you look over at the chains.
Yeah. At the 11.
Fourth and 6.
Okay.
Hester takes it, looks to throw. Got a man open. Touchdown, Indians! Nice job. He caught it right inside the pylon over there. Really nice job by Zero. No, Wolf Harbin that time.
Martin, no, it was Hulsey. Number 10.
Hulsey's back in?
Yeah. He's coming back out. He caught it over there.
Okay.
He's the big target.
Well, that was Hulsey. I thought it was Harbin.
It was Hulsey. Well, Zero. It's 1-0, not 0.
Okay.
And I think they're going to go for 2, looks like.
Looks like they are. Try to cut it to 3 scores. Hester, when Nolan Matthews behind him. 6 seconds left. Oh, they've missed, fumbled it, threw it on the ground. He's going to throw it up. It's a pop-up in the backfield. It's going to be intercepted right there. So it's no good. It'll remain 35-12.
What was that?
We'll take another timeout here on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Representative Lee Hawkins. You're represented to the state legislature. I want to wish all the local athletes in our area the very best this season. Your team is very important to the success of our community, and I look forward to seeing you play this year and to see what you accomplish in the classrooms and in the community. I also look forward to serving you and your family in the state legislature. This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Lee Hawkins.
Whether it's on the football field or planning for retirement, it's important to have the right team around you to succeed. I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family is assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Are you looking to retire soon, receiving an inheritance, selling a business, or simply have questions about the market? The team at Sullivan & Schliemann Wealth Management is here to help. Reach out to us to make sure you and your family are surrounded by a winning team. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Back here at the Brickyard. Lumpkin scores right there before the end of the quarter. A 76-yard drive in 6 minutes. We'll have 6 minutes in the quarter. North Hall will receive the kickoff as Howell kicks a little pop-up. It'll come down short, taking it to 23, up to the 25, the 30. That's Cole Cable. Tries to get away from a guy. He does one guy. Now he's sprinting to the other side as he rolls out. He's going to lose yardage. Now he gains a little bit of a back out to about the 26-yard line. That'll be the end of the quarter right there. As the horn just went off, North Hall leads it 35-12.
And back to the fourth quarter, 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Fourth and final quarter, four fingers in the air. We start 12 minutes left in this game between North Hall and Lumpkin County.
Quick handoff to White, tumbling, and he gets about 2 yards. It'll be second down and 8. North Hall going from left to right here in this fourth and final quarter from the Brickyard.
Harbin on the stop. Hey, while we got a minute, let's wish good luck to the, since we're at the Brickyard, for the North Hall softball and volleyball teams. They play pretty well.
They're in the Sweet 16 round next week.
Yep. Both got big wins this week and play next week. And good luck to both of them. Second down, 8 yards to go. Three wide outs, one guy in motion. That's Cable. Flip it to Cable. Cable trying to go the far side. And the big white jerseys are going to knock him down inside the 20 back there. So the Lumpkin County
flag.
Ate that one up pretty quick, Gary.
Flag.
And yeah, how long do you play these starters, guys?
Necessary, maybe over there or something, a little extracurricular. I don't know. Let's see.
That or face mask. Let's see what they do. Grabbed him up high. Let's see what they have.
Well, I just heard that North Hall's got a sale on now with playoff merchandise because North Hall's heading to the state playoffs, and we'll be with them throughout the entire state playoff run here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Yeah, and if they beat Johnson next week, it'll be a mathematical certainty that they will clinch the region championship.
Back-to-back championships.
It'll be second in a row, that's right, yep. Back-to-back.
Now, it might be against the Trojans as they're looking over to Coach Heath Webb and seeing about taking the penalty. But now they'll bump. No, it's against Lumpkin County. Personal foul on Lumpkin County. It will remain first down, and they're going to be marking off about 15 big yards out to the 39. Must have been later. They grabbed a face mask or something up there on Cole as he came around that far side, Gary.
Yeah. Well, in a crowd, you know, lots of things can happen.
Yep. First down out at the 39. We'll say holding group, but that group had come to the sidelines with Adams and Allen. McGarvey comes off. You got Cable on this side. White tumbling coming off. We'll have an illegal sub right there. Yeah, illegal substitution on the Trojans. That'll back them up 5. It'll be first and 15 now. Illegal substitution. You hate to see that after you get the first down if you're a Trojan fan. Because, like, okay, guys, we just got a first down. Why are we doing that?
Yeah. This is getting a little, you know, it's fourth quarter. First, and you're up by a bunch.
Yep, up by
23
right now. You're up 3 scores.
And things can get a little sloppy if you're not careful.
They can. You want to still focus right here. 3 wideouts. 2 backs. Going to put Adams in motion. And looking to throw. He's throwing Sleeman up high. Looking for Cole. Cole. Oh, he almost made a nice one-handed grab down there. Number 22, Micah Popka. Did a nice job of going step for step. He laid it out there in front of him. Yep, Cole right, laid out, he might have caught it there,
right,
Gary.
Off his fingertips.
That was right down in front of you.
I know, I'm getting out of the way.
You got two camera people down there beside you, so.
Had my lesson for the night.
There you go. Second down now.
Fool me once, right?
Yep, second down 15 now for the Trojans. Sleeman with Allen and Adams. Adams tumbling back in there. Looking to this side, he's got a man. That's going to be Allen. Allen, 35, spins at the 40. Gets out to about the 41. So he gets about 6 or 7 back. It'll be third down now. No, you don't move there, Mr. Shane, man. The back guy wanted to start moving. I said, no, it's on the first down, dude.
Yeah, that's Harbin again on that stop. He's made a couple of stops on this possession.
Leave him about 6 on the play. Third down and 8 now from the 41. Now to get out to the 49. 9:54 and a quarter. North Hall with a comfortable 23-point lead right now. Sleeman takes it. Looks to pass. Man coming on him. He's got to get rid of it. He does quickly, but he's hit immediately. Parker Carlton caught it, but immediately number 34 comes in and knocks him down.
Yeah, Caleb Wendell, 5'11", 175-pound linebacker senior.
Caleb has been on a lot of tackles tonight, hasn't
he? Yes, he has. And now you're going to see North Hall punt it again.
Yeah, this will be the third punt of the night for the Trojans. No gain on that last play, fourth down and eight. So they kept it for around 3 minutes and did not score. Got about 15, 16 yards out of it. Off to one side, he picks it up. Good punt. That's going to be end over end. Going to come down to 25. Number four takes it. That is Colson Howell. And it'll be first and 10 for the Indians with an 8:59 remaining.
Yeah, again, they need three possessions on the score each one.
34-yard punt, no return.
Yeah. Down at the 24-yard line is where it'll be.
Make it a 35-yard punt.
Yep.
No, 24.
After the game, join us for the GHSA Friday night scoreboard until 11, and I'm back in the Sports Center from 11 to midnight, recapping all the local scores on the final score on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hester with Matthews behind him, and in that pistol set, one man, Parker, at a offset slot position, hand off to Nolan. Nolan, quick 7 or 8 right up the middle, gets about 8 on it across the 30 to the 32. That was,
that was Dawson Reed on the
spot. Dawson Reed, okay.
What do we hear from Dawson? Speaking of Dawson, what do you hear from Dawson and Chesterton now?
Dawson was leading by 2 touchdowns at halftime.
Dawson up by 2 touchdowns.
Got about 7. This time, hand off to Nolan again. Nolan didn't give him about a yard on that one. Good read by the defensive line. Carlton came up, and then Hunter Robertson, defensive end, who we've mentioned several times, came in and knocked him down.
And I'll ask our producer, Nathan Laddie. He can give you any scores anytime you got any, Nathan.
Adam Portillo comes in the game now in a defensive line position. Third down, 2 yards to go for the Indians. 8:08 in the quarter. North Hall up comfortably right now. Hands off to Nolan again. He tries to bounce outside. It's going to be really close. They got him right there at the 32. I don't think he got it, Gary.
Well, you saw that Hunter Robertson came in sliding in from behind him, grabbing him around the waist, trying to keep him from going forward. Let's see.
Hunter and
been on the spot.
Yeah, him and Michael Donatelli, he didn't get any yardage on that one. It's going to be there fourth down and two. Wow. North Hall wanting to rise up right here. The crowd's not helping them right here. They're just kind of sitting right here watching. Jumped off sides and gave him 5. Wow. That was number 43 that jumped off. Guevara. Yeah, he broke the plane easily. I saw that from way up here.
Yeah.
So that'll give him a first down to get 5 yards. He only needed 2. It'll be first down at the 42-yard line for Lumpkin County.
Well, it has gotten a little sloppy now. And you don't want to see that if you're at North Hall. But they're going to start subbing, I think, here in a little bit.
7:27. 3 wide outs on the far side. Hester throws far side in and out of his hands. Intended receiver on the far side that time was number 7. That is Colton Lee. He threw it just out of his reach and incomplete.
Well, you know, you got to say that Lumpkin County has had their chances tonight.
Yep.
North Hall has given them some chances. They've given them some things, but they just haven't been able to use it. And that's a credit right now to the North Hall defense.
Well, and a couple of big runs have been negated by penalties on Lumpkin County, which really hurts you also.
You know.
Last-minute instructions over there to Connor Parker, who slides across as a blocking back, going to get off to Nolan. Nolan slides through one guy. Parker Carlton holds on to that ankle and lets him only get about 3, maybe 4 yards across the 40 to the 41.
That was a pretty good hole up the middle right there, though. You don't see that very often on the North Hall defense. Pretty good crack there across off of the guard.
But, guys, what's happening now, this loss in Lumpkin County, next week's game at home against Dawson County is huge.
Yes.
For playoff implications.
Yes, it is. J-Bo Shaw's group could get a win next week. That'd really put them behind the eight ball, wouldn't it?
It would.
If you drive a certain vehicle, it's not ours because it's the wrong kind. Third down and 6 now for the Indians with 6:37. Man in motion is Hulsey. Looking the far side. Hester to throw. Now he's looking to run. He throws it the last second. Incomplete as he throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have mattered if he'd have caught it. He was way out of bounds on that one.
He dove for that one instinctively, but he was probably 4 or 5 yards out of bounds when he would have caught it. Fourth down now. Ball's at the 41, got to get to the 47. So it's fourth and six. As Big Portillo comes out of the game.
Yeah, this is not Lumpkin County's game. But they are not a pass primary team. They are a run primary team. You do the run,
it sets up the pass.
You do the pass to complement the run. But they just had to pass and pass and pass because they got behind. And I don't think they had to do it as quickly as they started to do that. But nevertheless, here we are.
Esther looks, throws it in a hurry, far side, complete. We got the first down, got it over there to Mac Powell. Big pitch and big catch down to the 48 of North Hall. Good job and good little route. He threw it. He came inside and then turned around back towards the sideline, Gary, and a good throw by Esther out there to get the first down.
Yeah, and Powell, 6'4", big target. So.
See, it's not playing basketball, guys, which takes place in about 5 weeks from now, about 4 weeks, in fact. Is that you go? If you have somebody go in the hoop who can has that kind of size, get it to them.
And off to Nolan Matthews, busts through there, gets about 3 or 4 yards across the 45 to the 44, about 4 yards. It'll be second down and six with 5:55 remaining.
Yeah, the winter sports trying to get their turn the page a little bit. We started our wrestling practice at South Hall yesterday.
Yep. In fact, I think I told Jerome it's 3 weeks away on November 8th, opening day of basketball.
Starting here pretty soon. Second down. That's 6 yards to go. Hand off to Nolan again. Nolan going to get racked up by a bunch of green jerseys. About a 2 yard loss on that. Back to the 46. Wow.
Oh, he had four guys on him.
Yep.
And Gary, if you haven't heard, by the way, Brian Richardson is the new girls basketball coach at Lumpkin County this year.
That was Lee and Wright and maybe Portillo. Three or four guys.
A host of green jerseys brought him down. Third down and eight now. 5:11. Left in the fourth quarter. Running a man in and out this time. Number seven, Colton Lee, comes out with the play, though they're still looking over to get the play, is Hester in the offense. Mason takes the snap, looks to throw, got time, throws it in the middle, almost intercepted. Walker Davis went up high to grab it off his hand and incomplete.
Boy, that was a great play by Davis. It would have been a little bit greater if he'd have come down with it, but he's went high and just slapped that pass down because Lumpkin had a man breaking open.
Looked like that number one, Mac Powell, was fixing to break open right there, didn't he, Gary?
Yeah. Good play by Davis.
Fourth down and eight now for the Indians. 4:48.
He's been taking just so long these drives too, Joe.
Yep. They come out with it. Fourth down, 8 yards to go. Going for it on fourth down. Four wideouts for the Indians. Back to passes, Hester. Hester looks, got time, rolls, looks, throws it way downfield, got a man a little too far and incomplete, just out of his touch. It'll go over on downs to the Trojans.
And that's the ball game.
Yeah, pretty much. Plus, he was trying to throw it to another one of those great big receivers that he's got down there, Martin Hulsey, the 6'6 guy. And Hulsey, well, I don't want to say double cover, but he had two Trojans pretty close to him.
Yeah.
So Lumpkin will drop to 5-3 overall in the season. North Hall a perfect 8-0.
Yeah, it's just a matter of what the final is going to be now. If North Hall is going to try to score again, let's see. They still got Schliemann in the quarterback.
Three wideouts. Going to hand off to the big man Allen. Allen looking for a hole. Can't really find anything. He gets 2 or 3 yards before they wrap him up right there.
Again, next week North Hall will be at Johnson, while Lumpkin County is home against Dawson County.
Got three on it. Second down and seven. Wyatt Tumlin will come in for Smith McGarvey.
That was Caleb Wendell leading the charge for the Indians that time on defense. We've called his name a lot.
McCloskey splits out wide to the far side. Dawson Gray is usually tied in, splits out over towards this side between the numbers and the sideline. Three wideouts for the Trojans. Ball to 49. 3:59. Schliemann. Claps his hand, takes it. Hand off to Tumlin. Tumlin across the 50, the 45, the 40. Up high, they tackle him. Going to get down to about the 35-yard line. A big game for Wyatt Tumlin. Drug a guy for an extra 5 yards. First down, Trojans.
Yeah, he did a good job picking his way through the line that time, Joe. A little stutter step here and there.
Yep.
Made a couple of guys miss him.
One guy we're going to have a flag on the play. It's probably going to be an unsportsmanlike on somebody. the way the flag came out, because somebody was coming off the field, I think, and looked back on the field and probably ran their mouth. Unsportsmanlike on North Hall.
Again.
That was from the referee, too.
Yep.
Keith Hammond. Hammond, he did that underhand, disgusted toss.
Well, it's one of those things you tell them to play with sportsmanship at the start, and then when they do that mess, it does disgust you from the
officials. He said respect. Remember, that's what he used in that coin toss.
Yep. Respect, and that's not respectful. And Keith, as well as I know him, that aggravates him. I would have done the same thing. First down and a long way for the Trojans.
Hang on. Did I hear that right?
What'd you say?
I thought I heard Joey says it might have been ejected.
I don't know if it did or not.
Somebody walked to the sideline, but I don't know if
Cable came off, but I don't know if he was ejected or not. There's a handoff to Tumlin. Tumlin across the 50, the 45, and be pushed back right there. And he'll be blue dead right there at the 44-yard line. So give him about 5 yards. It'll be second down, and 20 now.
I say, man, you want to play smart now to wrap up this ball game.
Yeah, this has been, the fourth quarter has been kind of draggy back and forth.
Yep.
Not a whole lot happening, and there's been no score so far. And the last score happened with 6 seconds left in the third.
Mm-hmm.
And these two teams, you don't want to get it to total garbage time, guys, where somebody gets hurt.
One man in motion. That's going to be Lindley from this side to the far side. Schliemann back, throws it in the middle, completes to Dawson Gray down to the 40. He's pushing the guy 30, 35 down to the 30, down to about the 27-yard line. Wow.
Wow. I think Parker Cox finally dragged him out, but Dawson Gray.
He got that big pull out there, Gary.
Yeah, he did. He just kept pushing him away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you call that a stiff arm or not, but he just kept pushing and pushing. He never could draw him up to his body so he could make the tackle.
It was a stiff arm, all right, because he kept pushing him about 15 yards there. But let's see. It looks like we've got another penalty again, do we? Officials talking again.
Could be on the stiff arm.
Not unless he held all of his face mask. Yeah,
bingo, exactly.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Yeah, offense can't grab the face mask either. So
and you can't grab them and hold on to them like that either.
Yeah,
I don't know what the call is. We'll see. 2:20 left in the game. 35-12 North Hall. We do know that.
They're talking to Coach Pender, the side or the back judge, and they say it's going to be against North Hall the way the side judge on this side is looking. Yeah, and the umpire.
Say, Coach, take out your starters and get these younger guys in.
Yep, and it's going to be – if the hand's behind the back, so I think that's a – I'm not sure what that sign is, the hand's behind the back. But either way, it cost them a lot of yards, about 20. So they'll be back to the 43.
Sideline interference.
How about that?
What, sideline interference?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's right. Going to back him up to the 43.
It's not me.
No, that's got to be where they get in the way of the official right there.
And yeah.
The only person supposed to be in that white area down there at 3 yards is the head coach. Everybody is supposed to be over there in the green or black area. 2 minutes and running here in the fourth quarter. Is he going to call a timeout? Yep, timeout call by North Hall.
We'll take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
All right, last 2 minutes of the ball game here on 97.5 Glory FM.
North Hall with it, third down and a long way. Lindleaf in motion. Hand off looking, he'll roll to this side. Schliemann, he's looking, throws it over the middle. Intercepted almost, was it?
Nope.
They're going to say he caught it. That's going to be McGarvey. And he caught it, and he's going to be down
he
at the
took
31.
It away from, he took it away from the defender.
He
that
did.
A, that was a towel, wasn't it?
Yeah, Smith McGarvey, and the defender, I think it was 22, Popka, had it back there, and Smith just took it away from him there to 31.
Yep, absolutely. Popka had it, and then Smith just took it away.
Final scores for you real quickly is that Dawson County has beaten Chesapeake 42-14. Gainesville all over Chattahoochee 55-3. Elvis play for a region championship next Friday against Roswell at City Park.
That might be pretty good.
Might
absolutely.
Be. I'm going down my list, see if I see anything else that helps me out here, gentlemen. I'm not yet.
Didn't we have a college game tonight, too?
Probably. Who knows? Probably.
You know, the thing about it is, colleges used to never play on Friday night.
And shouldn't.
And because of high school. And colleges used to never play on Sunday because of the pros.
But and shouldn't.
It's all over the place.
East Side beat East Forsyth. Now it's the final 42-7.
Ooh.
I heard an interesting statistic about football last week. On whatever day, Tuesday of last week, 48 days in a row of either high school, college, or pro being on television.
And that's why they're playing all over the place now.
Fourth exactly down right for the Trojans, about 7 yards. They throw it out to, in and out of the hands of White tumbling.
Yeah, that was a mistaken route right there. Yep. And I guarantee you Schliemann wishes he had that one back.
They'll go over on downs right there.
That's the second time that's happened for the Trojans and not failing on fourth down.
And they will come back in. A few new faces in there now. You've got Sawyer Lazenby, sophomore defensive back, coming in. 52, Aaron Hoppe, or Hopt, H-O-P-P-T, H-A-U-P-T, but it's pronounced Hopt,
bingo.
The junior.
Yep.
Is in the game now.
Yeah. Aaron Hopt.
Aaron Hopt, 32, John Millar.
Millar's play, he made a play.
Okay, he's already been in.
Yeah.
15, Drew Cronin, hadn't seen him much tonight, he's back in. The handoff to Matthews. Matthews across the 30 to 35. Finally brought down around the 38.
I'm a little surprised they're still running Matthews.
Yeah.
I mean, the game's decided, basically.
Right. He's all they got, Gary.
Well, then that's the problem, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Pad them stats, I guess. I guess you could do that right now. League number 65, Daniel Jones, a junior lineman then.
But if no one scores, so what?
Yep. Throws it on the far side. Number 4, Colson Howell, catches it. And on the far side over, got the first down to the 42 or 43, first down for the Indians.
I'm still surprised that Hulsey and Powell have not caught more footballs tonight.
Yep.
And that gives a lot of credit to the North Hall defense for that.
Sophomore Cullen Tyner, sophomore defensive lineman, come in for North Hall, number 45. Yeah, I'm kind of like you, Mike, kind of surprised that they hadn't thrown more, unless they threw it early. They were targeted some, just didn't get it to him. Hester back to pass, complete on the far side, got it to him about a yard short of the first down that time to Mac Powell.
Joe Fakin, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Flag over here on the near sideline.
Threw it at the start of the play.
Yeah. All sides and something of that nature was going right there. Usually all sides, they'll stop it for the play. Blow the whistle right there.
It was all sides. I mean, they made contact.
Mm-hmm. White hat comes up to the numbers on the far side. It's going to be something against North Hall, and they'll take the play, and it'll be first down for the Indians.
Again, North Hall's got to realize they got to clean things up
bad
before the playoffs begin.
Exactly. A lot, too. First down. Ball's at the 36. Hester to throw it long. Got a man open down there. Did he catch it? Nope. In and out of his hands.
Nope.
Mahalsey was open by a good 2 yards, too.
Yes, he was. Shadowing him pretty close was Drew Cronin, but, again, a catchable ball.
Yep. Hulsey was right there and he had to dive, so he let him a little much on it, if you will. But still, like you said, Gary, a catchable ball. 39 seconds left here in the game. North Hall up by 23, 35-12.
And again, Joe, North Hall scored this many points every game this season.
Mm-hmm. They're averaging that. And off to Nolan. Nolan across the 35, the 30, and finally knocked down around the 30, 28-yard line maybe. Hollering something down there to him. Number 47, Rhett Brown, sophomore linebacker. Going to hurry Nolan, trying to get out of bounds, and he does. Over on the far sideline.
Got another
inside
first down. They were trying to get substitutions in there, but no, and there were no flags, so apparently they got done what they wanted to get done.
Hester was able to get the first down inside the 25 to about the 23. And looking at 20 seconds left in the game. Running some folks in and out. Hester back there with Nolan Matthews. Four wideouts, two on either side. Ball on the far hash mark. Hester back to pass. Lobs it up over the top. Going for Lee. That's going to be interference because he was all in. Cronin just kind of got in his face and kept riding him out of bounds over there. Well, fell on top of him.
You know, that might be a bad foul there. That's like fouling somebody going in for the layup. You know, you make them earn it. That might have been a touchdown if he hadn't done that.
That's 15 yards.
Yep. Runs it on in there closer with only 5 seconds off the clock. And lock him at 15 and put it inside the red zone. First down now at the 11. First and 10 with 15 seconds. Not that they'll use him, but Lumpkin still has a timeout.
Hester.
Well, I guess they left the first string in there just to work on things, you know?
Maybe. Hester, snap, looking to pass. Got a man on the far side. Ooh, almost intercepted. Number 37, J.J. Young, a senior defender, almost caught it right there.
Are they gonna call that a catch? I guess they did.
Must have. It's the timeout called by Lumpkin County.
Wow, they did.
They did call it. Wow. Okay. That's why J.J. coming around. I thought he said it was incomplete, but it was a complete pass. How about that?
Yeah, it was, and out of bounds. So
second down at the 3.
Well, the big thing is, why not let Lumpkin County score here?
Yep. It's not going to hurt your
– It's not going to affect the game at all.
Or the ratings, if you look
right.
at that.
Right. All this is one loss. Mm-hmm. That's what people got to understand. It doesn't matter how many points you score. You don't have to run a score from anybody ever again.
Right.
It's all about wins and losses.
Yeah.
The scoreboard says it's on the 11, but it's on the 3.
Yeah.
You got second and one for the
first
down and 3 for the touchdown.
3 seconds left. North Hall is going to come away with their 8th win of the season.
Yes.
And look to get into the playoffs. Lumpkin will need to win out to make sure they get in the playoffs, correct, Michael?
Well, I understand it, yes.
Yep. Defense trots back out now. One man running on late. That's 47, Rhett Brown for the Trojans. Four wideouts, 3 near side.
Should be the last play of the game.
Hester. With a blocking man in front of him. Now, what do we got?
I mean, Joe, it's almost like last week we saw Jefferson trying to keep East Hoffman scoring. Go ahead and let him score.
Yeah.
They just – and Pender's asking the student body to stand up and cheer. They put 2 seconds back on the clock.
Yeah. One man in motion for the Indians. Hester puts him back in motion going the other way. Looking to be a blocking back. Going to hand off to Nolan. Trying to bust through there, and he does. Touchdown, Indians.
And flag on the play, though.
And that should be the last play. They wouldn't kick the extra point because it doesn't matter. Got a flag out at the 9. Let's see if that's against Lumpkin or against – if it's out at the 9, I don't know that it would make any difference either way.
Look, come back.
It's going to be illegal shift on the Indians, and that should be your ball game.
Can the game end on offensive penalty?
On offensive penalty, I believe.
Let's see what Keith Hammond says.
They're going to back it up 5 yards.
That's what I was thinking.
Thought on offensive penalty, if it didn't have any bearing on the outcome of the game, that it was ball game. But I guess we're going to let them play right here.
It's on the 8.
Ball's on the 8. Running the man in and out. That'll be Connor Parker going out. And Colton Lake coming back in.
No time on the clock.
Matthews.
Here you go.
Be one untimed down. 35-12 your score. North Hall. Hester takes it, looking for a pass. Throws on the far side. It'll be incomplete, and that will be your ball game, 35-12 North Hall.
Brett Brown broke it up.
Trojans are in the playoffs, are one win away from winning the Region 6 AAA championship. And they'll be back here at home in November in the opening round of the state playoffs. And we'll be here to bring it to you on 97.5 Glory FM. And we'll be with North Hall, the final game of the regular season at Dawson County on Halloween night. Dawson County plays in the lawn again next week against Lumpkin County. And I'll tell you all about that tomorrow morning on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. And North Hall looks to wrap up the regular season region championship at Johnson next Friday night.
All right, let's see if we can get a few quick words with Sean Pender. I know he wants to talk to his team. He's talking to Heath Webb right now. Some slaps on the back, a few pats, and some stuff whispered in each other's ear. We'll see if we can get something with Coach Pender right quick. Coach, got a little sloppy at the end, but you won by 23. Your assessment of the game?
I think we played very good football tonight. You were on the sideline, so you know what happened, why it was sloppy. So I don't have to say anything.
what do you got to clean up?
A lot.
I think you can answer that. You saw. What we got to clean up is our kids can't celebrate when they do something good. You know, that kind of stuff. It's really close to taunting or something like that. So when officials are calling it like that, like, I don't know, I've been watching games all year long, and people are doing that little seatbelt thing and the fly thing or whatever, and there's no warnings or anything on that, but all of a sudden here we are in game 8.
Yeah,
and I guess, you know, things are different for different
but people. Your offense and defense came to play tonight.
They did, and special teams. I think we played very well on all phases, and I'm very proud of the way our boys played. We overcame adversity with all of our injuries. You know, we have some really key guys out. Some young guys stepped in and made plays, so I'm very proud of that.
Well, you are undefeated, and you're in control of your destiny, and that's a pretty good thing to be this time of the season.
Oh, absolutely. And we played against a really good team tonight. That's a good football team.
All right. Coach, enjoy this one for a little bit. Thank you. All right.
He
didn't much want to talk at first, but then he got kind of wound up.
He didn't want to take the blame on that, but I'll go ahead and say that right now for you. Great job. North Hall wins 35-12. We're back with a wrap-up show after this two-minute timeout on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
By us and probably wouldn't go back.
And we're back here at North Hall one more time. Final score, North Hall winning by a score of 35-12. I'll talk with Jody Kenny during the final score of this evening, recapping this ball game. And of course, join me tomorrow morning at 9:05 for the Saturday Morning Sports Show. You can join us on our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports. Tomorrow night's college football at 6:30 with Georgia State and Georgia Southern. As we say, State, not Southern, here on 97.5 Glory FM. And Joe, this one, I go back to the first half in a sense, and even go to, what, halfway through the third quarter, how North Hall was able really just to keep, in my mind, Lumpkin County frustrated tonight and just couldn't do what they want to do on offense.
After that first drive by Lumpkin County, that long eight-minute drive, North Hall kind of took control offensively. They came down and scored a long eight-minute drive themselves, came down and scored then, and then it kind of went downhill for Lumpkin County with a turnover or two, a punt return for North Hall. You know, and North Hall took advantage. There's no doubt about it. And the one long drive and the rest of the drives were less than 3 minutes, and it came down and scored.
And you see why I compared this game to the Chesapeake game.
Yep.
On that very first drive, remember, with Chesapeake, and they couldn't do anything, and then North Hall shut them down. Same thing tonight. And it's like, okay, that first drive for Lumpkin was very impressive.
Yep.
But then after that, had that one interception there in the end zone, that changed the complexion in a lot of ways.
Well, it's almost like that the defensive coaches and the defense learned so much on that first drive.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, now we know what we got to do now. And a lot of teams will do that. I mean, you see that even on the college level. Let's see what they do now. Give them this, whatever, and then boom, this is how we're going to play the rest
of
the
game. Now, North Hall has his confidence, friends. Next week, they'll wrap up the region championship. They will defeat Johnson High, okay?
Yep.
And that's the best way you can say it. Donovan Odom is trying his best there at Johnson High, but they'll lose next week. North Hall will win the championship. They'll be back here at home, and what's going to happen is that their power rankings are going to go down next week by even beating Johnson next week.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to probably drop either the second or third in the power rankings. We'll talk more about that later on, because right now a team we're going to see next week, the number two team in the power rankings, is Jefferson. We'll see them play Cherokee Bluff next week. And right now the Bears are going to have a hard time not finishing fourth in that region. But at least they'll be in the state playoff. That's one big thing, Joe.
Yeah. It will. Well, and honestly, Mike, the thing I look at it, close this window a little bit as the drums come by.
Thank you.
The one thing I look at is if Cherokee Bluff can hold ground down next week and beat Jefferson, North Hall could stay in one or two spot.
Correct.
So that's what you got to look for. I know we're going to be doing the Cherokee Bluff Jefferson game, so you got to say go purple on that one.
Absolutely.
And see how they do for sure. And you know, maybe North Hall can hold on. Then that big game against Dawson County could be a big difference, because if North Hall drops down to third with a Jefferson win, if they drop down to third and North Hall had pretty well got to beat Dawson like they did tonight to jump back up there in the top two.
And I'll do some research by tomorrow morning, and we'll find out about how important next week's ball game is going to be in Dahlonega between Dawson County and Lumpkin County going into the last week of the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so a lot depends the last 2 weeks of where everybody, the position and everything, going back and forth over the last next
couple
weeks.
Give you an idea, Joe, next week on the schedule, North Hall is at Johnson. You have Dawson County at Lumpkin County next Friday. You have White County at Chesapeake. Don't know the location. I have to go look at it for tomorrow morning. But Pickens is playing Greater Atlanta Christian. Huge ball game there.
That one is a big ball game right there with those two. And that again, that's for a second or third in the region, I guess.
And again, GAC will not be in the playoffs. They'll have their own private school playoff.
Yep.
So the region will not have that position in the state playoffs. So that's going to be very key for anybody with a power ranking trying to get in the top 33, 34, that kind of thing.
Exactly right. So it's big ball games all throughout this region next week.
And with go ahead.
Yeah, stat-wise, I was going to give you real quick. North Hall had 415 total yards tonight, 266 passing, 149 rushing, but they had 163 penalty yards tonight for Lumpkin County, 173 rushing, 118 passing, 291 total, 55 penalty yards. For North Hall, on the offensive side of the football, Alex Sleeman, 6 rushes, 19 yards. Justin Allen, 9 for 81. White Tumbling, 6 for 39. Carlton, 4 for 10. Buddy had 1 TD on that rush. Sleeman, 25 for 35, 266, 4 touchdowns. Cable, 6 for 35. Kemp, 3 for 46, 1 touchdown. McGarley, 4 for 42. White Tumbling, 2 for 32 and a touchdown. Dawson Gray, 331. Parker Carlton, 3 for 28 and a touchdown. McCloskey, 2 for 45 and a touchdown. Jacob Adams, 1 for 7. Nolan Matthews, 31, 189 yards and a touchdown. And then Mason Hester was 10 of 28, 118 yards. McLean Powell, 4 catches, 55 yards. And Hulsey, 5 catches, 59 yards, and 1 touchdown.
That'll do it as North Hall wins by a final score of 35-12. Stay tuned for the GHSA Friday Night Scoreboard. Then the final score between 11 and midnight. Join me tomorrow morning at 9:05 for the Saturday Morning Sports Show on 97.5 Glory FM. Thanks for joining us this evening. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for producer Nathan Laddie, for Joe Gailey, for Harper Bell, listening to us hopefully online down in Middle Georgia, for Dave Cohen, and for Joe Gailey, I'm Mike Poirier. Thanks for being with us here on Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Hardy Chevrolet, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, North Hall Tire and Wheel, EMC Security, Riverside Pharmacy, Representative Lee Hawkins, and by Sullivan and Schliemann Wealth Management. Join us next week for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.